Are you ready for podcasting? This is Talking Tremors where I sing. You may think it's weird, but people I will bring on this, the Tremors live stream. Are you ready for podcasting? 'Cause this is Talking Tremors where I sing. We got the Berkmer and Shrieker shrieking on this, the Tremors podcasting. Are you ready for podcasting? 'Cause this is the Talking Tremors where I sing. I hope you're ready for all my podcasting on this, the Tremors live stream. Are you ready for podcasting? 'Cause this is the live stream where I will be singing. I hope you're ready now for the podcast things, 'cause this is the Tremors podcasting. Are you ready for podcasting? 'Cause now is the time for Berkmer sings. All of the Graboids, Ass Blasters, and Shrieking are here in the Tremors podcasting. Thank you, TikTok person. I ate that up. I did. I'll give you 5 guesses on what movie I was watching before I started this show. It's a good one. I mean, I'll give you 5 guesses, and there's... Oh, my God, there is 1, 2, 3, 4... There's 5 movies, so you can figure that out. If you're hungry and you want to play a game, you can figure out what that is. But anyway, welcome to Talking Tremors. I am your host, Levi Dylan Burslaw-Flutt. I've gotten a lot better about... starting this with actually telling you my name and the name of the show. Booyah. So yeah, this is the only podcast all about Tremors. The only one. There is no other podcast that is only about Tremors. And in fairness, I mean, I don't just talk about Tremors. I talk about it a lot because it's called Talking Tremors. But like, you know, there's other things that, like, tie into that. I had a whole episode once about gun rights. I had a whole episode about, like, queer representation in media. I had a whole episode about Tremors, whether or not it's woke. I had a whole episode that was... Oh, my God. There was one episode of this show where someone, like, on Twitter, like, invited me to talk with them. And we talked about everything but Tremors. And the name of the episode is literally Talking About Everything But Tremors. And just so you know... Well, the movie we're watching is Tremors. Beneath Perfection or Dead Silence. It's never been Land Sharks, no matter what people think. That's never been the actual name of it at any point in time. So we are not talking about Land Sharks, although there are Land Sharks involved in this show. you know, technically, I have a list of a drinking games where if I... So it's what it is... If I do an impression or, okay, if I mention another podcast or I say that I, oh shit, hold on, oh God, I got to do this right now. Or if I say that I hate Stampede and love Universal and I have to eat olive. If someone else in the chat mentions Kevin Bacon's Tremors pilot, I got to eat an olive. If someone says, I want a sequel to Tremors, I got to eat an olive. And like I said, so if I sing a song, or if I do an impression, then I also have to eat an olive. Because I don't drink or do anything else currently. So that is my drinking game. That is the olive drinking game, which I got from the Don't Make It Weird podcast. God damn it. I've already mentioned another. Oh, man. Okay. Shit. Damn it. While I'm here, I love Dina and Daniel and Sean from the Don't Make It Weird podcast. Go check them out. They're wonderful people. I'm going to eat an extra olive. Okay. Look, I'm going to, like, they're so good. I know everybody makes fun of me, but we talk about Tremors and other things here, like olives. The name of the show is Talking Tremors. So there's Tremors and there's talking. But the olives, and yes, Ian, I'll become Italian like you. Actually, funny story. My mom was adopted by Italian people, so we actually grew up eating olives, like, all the time. My mom's, like, Irish and Native American, but, like, her adopted family was Italian, so I have eaten a lot of, like, Italian food in my life. And olives, that was the whole thing that time where I was talking about how to use olives as a pleasure device, where, but I wasn't thinking about that because I used to put olives on my fingers as a kid, but I can't do that anymore because my fingers are too big. Which, you know what? Someone, you and TikTok just said, I'm Native American too. And it's like, man, I just want a Native American Tremors. That's just like, that just made my mind think of that. Like, I want Prey, but Tremors, which would just be the coolest thing ever. Which, that technically qualifies as someone talking about a Tremors sequel. So we will eat another olive here. Again, I got this drinking game from the Don't Make It Weird podcast. Please go check them out. Oh, which is where... Oh, and I'll do a double. That's what my shirt is. It's a Chimera, which is a chimera, which is a running joke in the show, Don't Make It Weird, where the Dina thought that the word chimera was pronounced Chimera as a child, and it's not. I mean, I love her, but it is chimera. And I don't care if she brings up I Am Number 4 with the Chimeras, with the AE. It's chimera. But I love this shirt, and I decided to buy it in solidarity with, like, I get it. It looks like Chimera. But it's not pronounced Shrismas. It's not Shrismas. It's Christmas. It's not pronounced Sheck. It's Check. Actually, that one doesn't work. That one doesn't work. But yeah, now I've mentioned another show multiple times. So now I feel like I need another olive. But yeah, now we're talking about... Everybody's talking about Native American Tremors movie. That would be sweet, man. That would be so cool. We'll call that olive the one for the sequel that we're talking about. Or Italian Tremors. Or like... Actually, Tremors in Rome would be awesome, Ian. That would be, like, freaking sweet. See, I come up with these ideas, and then, you know, you can't really, like, you can't flesh them out inside of a podcast. But it's still more like, oh my god, wouldn't that be awesome? I'd watch that. That would be so cool. So we got Italian Tremors, and we got Native American Tremors, and yeah, Ancient Rome. What's up, Ben? And we got Charlie here. Thank you for being here, Charlie. Thank you for being here, Ian. Thank you for being here, Ben. Booyah, booyah, booyah. And yeah, this is fun. So if you're on the TikTok, TikTok people, go over to the YouTube channel if you want your comments to stay around forever. Or if you just want to be on TikTok, that's fine too. But it's more fun over here on YouTube. Because your comments get to live forever, and then when this video gets uploaded live onto the YouTube, everybody gets to see them. Like, you don't get to disappear into the ether. Ah, there we go. That was flushing me out. I felt like a ghost. I felt so white. Like, that light. I have to use it so you can see my face. Like, so now it's, like, dark. Ooh, it looks spooky, but I gotta have a little bit of light. So yeah. TikTok people, go to the YouTube. So this is the Talking Tremors show. And this episode is all a look back on the past year. And I don't mean the last 6 days. I had actually planned to do this episode last week. But my friend Justin, who's in the new Tremors movie with me, I sent the link to him in the first place. And then he was like, well, I'll be a guest on it. And I was like, well, let's just take that plan and, like, put it over there for a little bit. And we'll bring Justin in. And Justin and I literally the longest episode of Talking Tremors ever. We talked for 4 hours. And we talked for 4 hours. We talked about Tremors a lot. I found out that he didn't like Reba in the first movie, which was and I actually understood his reasoning. Like, I didn't mean I agree with it, but I understood his reasoning for it. But it was just funny to literally 4 hours. I ate a lot of olives. Hey, and Alicia's here. Booyah. I got all my friends here. I got cool, man. Awesome. I love people. Again, you like, just so everybody knows, the point of this show, excuse me, olives. The point of this show is Tremors. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments, any concerns, anything like that, you want to ask me to ask about, ask them away. I'll answer anything Tremors related, because I literally know everything Tremors related. You are not going to find another person on this planet that knows more about Tremors than me. Then, besides maybe the people at the Tremors.com. Like, they have a whole shit ton of their stuff, like, figured out over there, which makes me think that they're Steve Wilson or like Don Michael Paul in disguise. That's always my like, or maybe it's Michael Gross running that. And yeah, and Ian, I guess Ian over here, just said, what, there is something to not like in the first movie. That film is literally perfection. I know. And just so you know, Ian, his reasoning, and I'm not shitting on Justin for this. This was actually, like he had, I got what he was saying, where like the character of Heather in that first movie is almost like a copy paste of Bert. Like she doesn't seem to have her own agency outside of like, she's like, he likened it to how in a cartoon, they will basically redraw the male character as a woman, but with longer hair and bigger lips, like red lips. And that's it. Like they don't even change anything. They just like redraw it. And I kind of got that, but I don't know. I like Heather because she does provide, I feel like she does actually provide a counterbalance to Bert, where she agrees with him on points, but there's a certain like, hey, you're kind of crazy and like pull back on this. Actually, it's something that they explore in the original Tremors 2 script. And actually, Ian, you're right on there. And yes, she was the Miss Pac-Man trope. And it's something that's explored in the original Tremors 2 script where Reba's in it, because there's that point, you know, where Bert's doing the 14 May, 1500 hours, and then he does the blow up, and 4 pounds of C4 may be a little excessive. Like, Heather actually has a line in that instead. It's like, good Lord, honey, you know, I love C4 as much as the next gal, but don't you think that 4 pounds was a little much? Which they reincorporated into it. And then even later on, there's another line too, because Bert brings all the MREs that the Shriekers eat, and she even, it's basically repeated the same line where it's like, you know, you didn't have to bring 1200 pounds of the stuff. Like, you, that's you, that's all you, nobody did that, that's you. And I think that's, and in the first movie, actually, the scene, one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie is that one where Val and Bert are arguing, like, the who the hell put you two in charge? I wish you had, family. Don't put me, Bert! Don't goddamn put me! And grab boys, don't kill him, I will. And then, like, and then Earl, they would turn your place out from under you in half an hour. What? Just let it go. Let it go. Come on. I know. He thinks he knows everything. that little, like, and yes, Earl and Heather calming down each other's spouses. It's so true. Like, that is such a married people moment trope that happens there. And I love it. It's so neato. I'm talking about Tremors, TikTok person. You're on the Tremors Saga's TikTok. You should figure this stuff out. But I get it. So, you know, that's, there's a counterpoint to that or whatever. And again, we should have had more Reba. Actually, I just saw, I was watching the Horrorific podcast, which I'm going to talk about later because I'm going to be on their show in a couple weeks. And I was in the live stream for when they were talking about Tremor 7 just this last Tuesday. And I had never thought about this, but this was such a brilliant piece of like, whoa, where in the 7 Tremors movie, they've got Jasmine, which is Travis's mom, in there. And it's just kind of like, well, you don't know her. And if Travis isn't there, like, there's no point to have that character be there. But then they said, you know, why not? Why didn't they just recast Heather at that point? Like, it's been 30 years. Like, you could just recast Reba. And I know, like, that seems like sacrilege to, like, recast Reba or whatever. But if she hasn't been around and she's unable to make that schedule work, to go like, oh, no, here's the same character, we just recasted her, and then have whole Bert's whole destiny thing and everything that happens to him means a little bit more, especially with what happens at the end of that movie, you know, to have Heather be there. Like I said, it doesn't have to be Reba. Oh, my God, I'm going to read that in a second there, Alicia. Like, it doesn't have to actually be Reba. And I know that, like I said, that seems like sacrilege to be like, you can recast Reba. No. If she can't show up and she can't make it, it's not anything against. And in my mind, you can, like, recast Reba, and then if she's able to make it, then you recast it again just to, like, do it. Like, I for me, because Charlotte Stewart's still around, but we've lost Marcia Strassman, who played Nancy in the TV series. I always feel like Charlotte Stewart can come back around and play Nancy again. Like, and Marcia Strassman's just in the middle. Like, you can have, like, bookend. You don't need to have them, like, there be a continuous line as long as, like, the character remains the same. That's the biggest thing of all. Like, you can change those pieces and move them around. We are smart enough as an audience to know, okay, that's the same character. It's a different person playing them, but that's the same character. Which is also where I'm always like, when I watch Tremor 7, I'm like, you had John Heder. Just replace Jamie Kennedy with John Heder. Like, what? That is the dumbest thing to me in the world. Or it's like you had that. Just replace him. Just replace him. Was Jamie Kennedy such... And I'm not shitting on Jamie Kennedy. I've learned to love him. Was Jamie Kennedy such a vital part of that equation that you couldn't just, like, whoop, and swap him out and just keep going again? That's my personal thoughts on it. But yeah, Reba. That was a hell of a... We went on a 10-minute tangent because of Reba there. I'm going to read Alicia's comment here. Honestly, I kind of wish we could have gotten the obvious endpoint of just Kate, Earl, Val, and Rhonda just sharing some home someplace, mostly for the boys being chaotic versus Rhonda and Kate just doing science. And that's what I love about your fiction, Alicia, where it's always there's the relationship aspect of it. I've never watched Friends, but I'll just say it's the Friends of Tremor. It's Tremor's Friends. And they're just hanging out at different people's houses, trading spouses. They're all swingers and stuff. And it's just like, that's so interesting and cool to me. And I love that. Also, I am partially sick. So I haven't had much cough medicine in the last couple hours because that would just fuck me up for this show, and I would not be able to do anything or pay attention to anything, because why do we give cough medicine to children? That is just a drug. That is not something that children should be drinking or eating or anything. So instead I will eat my olives. Oh, I did an impression of Reba, so actually that counts as an olive. So that counts. Yeah, this is a look back retrospective episode of the last year, of the I guess it's my life. I can't tell you what other people's lives were, but I can tell you what my life was, and in context of this show. Oh, damn it, Ian, I'm gonna say that in a second. I'll read your comment in a second. I can tell you what my life is in the context of this show and in the context of Tremors. I can tell you about new things coming up, stuff that we're doing. I'm excited. We're all excited. It's going to be a good time. Oh, I forgot to... Oh, man. Oh, my God. I totally forgot to do that. It's fine. I'll do it. I wanted to do a cringy compilation this episode. I was going to find the dirtiest Tremors porn I could find. And read it, which I might later. I might just like look something up real quick. Unless somebody knows a really, really dirty Tremor/fiction they want to send to me, and I will read it on air. Cause I'm going to mention it. I'm going to take it from the Don't Make It Weird podcast, where they do this thing every episode where they read a really bad erotica on the show. I really want to do that. And I knew I was forgetting something. I have a whole list of things that I wrote out here to talk about, and I forgot that one. I wrote down their phone number. We're going to do a voicemail call to Don't Make It Weird later. Don't tell them unless they're in here, and then they're going to find out. But I'm just trying to have fun with it. But this is a whole retrospective episode. Honestly, I've never had so many people in the YouTube chat. This is insane. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you everybody for being here. Again, my name is Levi Dylan Berzloff. This is the Talking Tremors podcast. Get out there. Share this show with friends. Tell everybody that they need to be like, yo, there's this podcast about Tremors, man. And it's not just about Tremors, man. There's like things. There's a whole world of stuff out there, dude. And you gotta like see the Tremors. You gotta see them, man. They're fucking... I did it. That counts. Shit. I could eat these with my hand too, but I like doing it with a knife. more fun. But my first thing I want to talk about, it's not a toe knife, Justin, and it's not a poop knife, because this is a toenail jar. Yeah, old toenails that I ripped off. You can always tell when I'm having a really, really bad time, because I'll rip off my toenails. That's it. You know, like, that's my most stressed moments in life, when I rip off my toenails and I put them in the toenail jar. So I don't need a knife to do it. I use my teeth. Oops. I'm just going to eat an olive to shut myself up right now. Gross! So yeah, I got to talk about this. Guys, you're not going to believe it. I know I have been saying for like the last 4 or 5 episodes that there's not going to be a Tremors Fest this year. Well, fucking A, folks, there's going to be a Tremors Fest this year. I was going off of what I knew. William, I'll answer your question. Oh my God. William, did you know I was talking about Tremors Fest? William just asked me. I know Zoran's going to be there. I hope Zoran's got the little baby Graboid costume. That's going to be cute. But there's going to be another Tremors Fest, guys. And yes, I was going off of what I knew from everybody else, but I did not account for Michael Gross just really, really liked Tremors Fest. Like, I did not. I should have realized that. That's my bad. Because it was 100% Michael, like, just pulled the gun on it. Like, he was just like, I don't care. I want to do another Tremors Fest. And I'm pretty sure, like, I think it has to do with the fact that he had a huge FOMO from last year. It is last year. I forget. This is 2024. He had a huge FOMO from last year because he had to miss the last 2 days. He was only there for Friday. And he was, like I said, I've talked about it before, but he stayed and, like, he couldn't, like, tear himself away from fans on Friday. He spent not way too long, but so much time on Friday just being there and being there for fans and everything. And I'm 95% sure that of course I'm going to Tremors Fest this year. You think I'm going to talk about Tremors Fest? You think that I have a talking Tremors podcast? You think that I do all this for Tremors and I'm not going to go to Tremors Fest? I'm the one fucking organizing it. I'm the one emailing people behind the scenes. I'm the one fucking getting out there and, like, actually making things happen for... What the fuck? So anyway, Michael, I'm pretty sure Michael was just 100%. Because the whole idea started with him, I want there to be a Tremors Fest. And boom, there was. So I think this was a huge, just Michael like, nope, we're going to do it. Because I was trying to make it happen in other states, but Michael was like, no, I want to go. It's at my home. I want to go to Santa Fe again. William asked, is the August date a for sure thing? I would, again, this is Michael jumping the gun on this, and I'm pretty sure. This is my, like, from everything that I know and I've learned and the people I talk to, August seems to be it. Because this is January right now, and the whole thing is that everyone's trying to give a little more time than this time. Because last time it was announced in January, and then nobody had any time to prepare, because April's only 4 months away from... Oh my God, it is. Huh. Weird. April's only 4 months away from January. So it's one of those things where I think now August is looking good, because it get 8 months. You know, it's 8 months from now. I'm sorry, Will. William's giving me shit over here on Messenger because I'll have to... William said, I'll have to watch the volume because of how animated you get. I'm not going to turn myself down, William. This get over it. And I love how, like, people on TikTok think I'm rambling, and someone says I want to make me want to cheat on their girl, and I'm the same cup size as them, and I look like a cool person, and it's just, wow, TikTok, this is weird. Guys, go to YouTube, and you'll find out more. Like I said, we got a whole party happening here. But Tremors Fest happening this year. I mean, we should all be excited for it. And yeah, Ben, I had saw last year that yours happened on, like, on your birthday, which is really sad. There was actually a person I saw that was, like, at the restaurant across the road who was like, I didn't even know that that was happening. What the fuck? How did I miss that? It's like, okay, this time we're going to make, like, let people know sooner. This is a whole thing. It's going to be awesome. Like, Derek, who, okay, Derek Hillier over here, so A, for Tremors Fest this year, the number one thing I am bringing is fucking name tags, okay, and we're gonna have name tags for everybody, stick them on, I don't care what the fuck your name is, just write it, stick it on there, and tell me your name, because Derek, I don't know who you are, can you tell me who you are, how did we meet? Tell me if we met each other, what was the circumstances, because I don't know anyone's name. Everybody seems to know my fucking name, but nobody knows mine. No, I don't know theirs. So, like, who are you people? I need to know. So please, Derek, if you're in the chat, tell me who you are. Because name tags, that's going to be my big thing this year. Super duper name tags. Oh, damn. Oh, man, I was going to bring it up. I might actually, hold on, it'll take me too long. It was another thing I was going to bring up. I wanted to bring up the whole page from last year of the everybody signing this great big piece of paper from last year that I thought was just the coolest thing, and I'm really mad at Glenn Maddock for not caring about it and leaving it behind, and I grabbed it, and it's my piece of, like, Tremors Fest memorabilia, because it's got everybody who was at Tremors Fest sign their names. It's so freaking cool. Oh, Derek, you're Doris Shea. That's thank you. I remember you and your family. Your son had the great questions about Tremors and really wants to be in Tremors. Yes, I remember that, like, very specifically. Thank you, Derek. See, again, name tags. Name tags, people. That's going to be my number one thing for this year, is name tags. And I wanted to put this out to people. So we had a costume contest last year. I'm trying to think of things that we can also do this year. And Tremors Fest is taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the Violet Crown Theater. That's the whole reason Michael Gross bought this railroad with George R. R. Martin and the guy that runs the theater, owns the theater chain even. That's a good one. They just got together and they're like, let's do a Tremors Fest. So when people are like, why is George R. R. Martin at a Tremors Fest? Again, I don't know. I also don't like George R. R. Martin. I'm just going to say that. That was an eye-opening experience that I just don't trust George R. R. Martin anymore. And I guess I never did in the first place, but it was just like he just gave me, I don't know. And it has nothing to do with writing the book thing, which I get, but he just was like a witch. Like, he shooed away these children at one point, and I was just like, ew, I don't know, man. Just weird. Just weird. I get that they're kids, but, like, yeah, I don't know. Michael Gross would never shoo away children. That's my soapbox that I'll come down from. But art contest. Alicia said art contest. That's a good one. I thought trivia contest, too, would be a good one. Which, I mean, I organized the trivia because I know all the trivia. Not just the easy stuff. Ian, George R. R. Martin, mid, as the kids say. He's mid. I wouldn't be all, like, worked up about it. No, he's not going to work on his book. He's not going to work on his book ever. Hell, George R. R. Martin owns another theater in the town. And, yeah. I'm here to talk about Tremors. I'm not here to talk about that George R. R. Martin doesn't seem like a good person. I will descend from this soapbox now. But I was looking, like, if anybody's got ideas for stuff, like I said, because the costume contest was a great time. I think a trivia contest would be a good one. An art contest would be another good one. I had the idea last year to do a karaoke golden, like do the golden oldies, do the songs from Tremors, karaoke. But that's a little weirder because that's like, oh, hey, John, hey, I want everyone here right now, like, to wish John a good brain surgery. I know that seems like the weirdest thing, but John Daniels over here is one of the moderators for the Tremor Saga and the official Tremor franchise fans. And John's been going through some troubles lately with a brain tumor and such, and I'm not much for praying, but, you know, send John your love with your brains. We love you, John. Thanks for being here. Again, go, John, go over to the YouTube, so that way your comments stay forever and ever. And yeah, oh my God, so John, oh, look, oh, okay, John, you need to go over to the YouTube now, because everybody's wishing you love. John, we wish you the best. John, good luck on your surgery. Triple hearts, all the love to John. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for being here. I actually had you written down, so no joke. Like, I actually had you written down to, like, hey, send love to John. And then at the same time, I wanted to send love to a girl named Rio Renner, who's from my town. And her mom actually gave me a whole bunch of pumpkins for the Tremors movie that we're making. And she also has a brain tumor, brain cancer. I can't, honestly, I know that it's bad, and I just try to be as helpful as I can. I can never, I don't ever like to get specifics with that when it's that painful. And I actually had a bit of a breakdown moment on, like, New Year's, because I was scrolling through Facebook, and she had, like, uploaded a video, like, thanking everybody for New Year's, and I cried a lot. I'm not even, not even a little man. I cried a lot, and then I immediately, like, texted her mom, and I was like, hey, we have this game room in town, and actually, I've talked to Janora lots of times, and she's always interested in the game and Game On. And I was like, "Hey, we got this game room. Anytime you and your family want to come in and play games for free, we're not open yet, but I would love to." There's John. Booyah! I would love to do that for your family, just free. Come on in. And she's like, "Oh my God, yes, thank you." That, like, it was, like you said, my heart. I got fucking punched at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I give all my love to people when they're struggling. Thank you for that. That's my thank you, John. All my love to you, Rio. Thank you for the pumpkins. They're in the Tremors movie. You're gonna get a credit at the end in the credits. Duh. And I do. I wish all the luck and love and happiness and light that I can. I'm going to eat some olives now because I'm sad. I'm just going to eat them with my fingers. Nobody else is eating. I'm just olive dry. So I'm not really worried about contaminating things. Also, I washed my hands. So I'm good. Mm. So yeah, thanks for being here, John. Wow. So yeah, Tremors Fest is happening. We're going to have some new events. I'm going to bring that paper of all the... I'm going to make sure I bring that up for the next episode just because I want to show it off. It's so cool. Show off everybody. And damn, now I'm just thinking about John and Rio. That was three olives, Alicia. It was only three olives. And yeah, I'm super excited. I know Gladys Jimenez is going to be there again. Charlotte Stewart's going to be there for the first time this year. Hopefully we get Lila Lee back. Justin's eating pizza rolls. As a cool thing, I'm interviewing, you guys know this book? The Seeking Perfection, the official guide to Tremors by Jonathan Melville. Guess what, guys? I'm interviewing John on January 27th. I'm super duper excited. I'm going to get to talk to John. Oh, nice, Ben. You got the book for Christmas. Yeah, no, it's been like, well, however long I've been doing this podcast, and I've always wanted to get John on, and because of Octavio, and I'm helping him write the new book, and I was just like, hey, can you, like, ask John if I can have his email? And booyah, I got John's email, and now we've been chatting back and forth. I have to point this out. So, like, John was like, oh, I mean, I don't know how much, like, more information I can give you besides, like, I mean, that your friends, like, they're my friends. You guys are my friends. That your podcast listeners don't already know. And I was like, John, they don't need to hear you talk about Tremors trivia. we want to hear you talk about what it was like making this book, bro. Like, this is an endeavor. I want to know what it took for you to make this, why you decided to make it, how you decided to make it. I need to know your trials and tribulations in making a whole book about Tremors. You know, like, again, because I tell you guys all the time, if you don't want to hear me talk, buy this book. Which is a really, in all honesty, is a really great pitch for this book. If you don't want to have to listen to this podcast, buy this book. Oh, shit. Which is funny. And yeah, no, John did a fantastic job. And honestly, Alicia, if you don't have the book already, I might just buy it for you. Like, you're going to have to, you don't have to give me your address, but I need you to have this book. Like, it's only like $15, $12 even. Let me buy this book for you. Let me buy it for you. And I'm super excited to have John on. Like, this is going to be, and he was even like, oh, you know, we only have to do like 45 minutes. I'm like, John, shut up. We're going to nerd about Tremors for as long as both of us feel like it. Like, come on. And yeah, DM me. Yes, thank you, Alicia. We're going to nerd out about Tremors, John. It's going to be awesome. And I'm hoping John will be there at Tremors Fest this year. He was even talking about, because that's the whole point about August, is that gives people, 8 months gives a lot more time than 4 months, where people can make plans and be there. And John is looking to be there with copies of the Tremors Guide. And I'm freaking excited. So excited. So cool. Yeah, so that's, like, trying to get more people there. I'm pretty sure Michael's working on getting Reba there, because that's, actually, he was talking about it last year where he'd already been talking to her, but she's in such a busy schedule that trying to come in for a date like that is hard. So my goal is Kevin. that's my one thing that I can do, is I can try to get Kevin. In all honesty, look, I love Kevin Bacon. We all love Kevin Bacon, all right? Come on. But, like, I hate the little people. No. I want everyone but Kevin and Reba. Like I said, I want Charlotte. I want Ariana Richards. I want Victor Brown there. If Leela and Gladys are going to be there, I want Victor there. I want Victor Brown there so bad. And then Dean Norris, too. Dean Norris is freaking awesome. I want him there. And J.D. Walsh. J.D. Walsh was going to try to make it last year, wasn't able to, so we're going to try to get him again this year. Again, I hope Robert Jane's there, you know, Steve and Michelle, and then Brent. And Brent's got, like, he's got a problem with his hip, where, like, he can't sit in planes for a long time. And it's like, man, I would love to find something that, like, oh, hey, iStream 36 is here. Yo, bro, I love what you do. I would love for Brent to be there. Oh, and Helen, oh my God, yes. Then Alicia would be there in a heartbeat if Helen was there. I know, I'm playing to my audience with that one, baby. I want everybody there. Chris Garten was going to be there last year, but there was this whole thing going on where he wanted like $1,500 to be there, and it was just like, I don't think you understand what this is. It's not that. But I just got to say, iStream 36. I love everything that you've done with Tremors. I saw you over on Reddit talking about Tremors a whole bunch. If you like talking Tremors, go over to the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel, where this is live right now. This is live on the YouTube, and go over there so that way your comments can live forever, because I really want to hear what you have to say about Tremors. iStream 36. I need people's real names. Like I said, my name is Levi Dylan Burzlaw Vlut. You can call me anything that you want to, as long as it's like close to that. You know, that's like, but you know, usernames doesn't help at all. That's why it's Ian. That's why it's Ian. That's why it's Alicia. That's why it's Ben. That's why it's Justin. That's why it's Charlie. That's why it's Edwin. You know, these are the people. This is the people and the stuff and the place and the who but the bar. But why did I do? Oh, my dad. I just did. Damn it. That was an impression. Yeah, I play to my audience, Ian, because you know what? There's nobody here. I literally have to play to you guys because I don't see. Do you see anybody? Is anybody here? No. So, like, I'm going to eat another olive. Oop, I almost lost it. All right. This is Talking Tremors, I did get a little Italian there. I got a little Italian because I'm on a TikTok and a tremors. Ooh. Okay, so I stream 36 over here. I'm planning on making a fan-made reboot of Tremors. I call it Tremors Generations. Bro, you don't even got to make a reboot. I'm already making Tremors movies. I know. Where is Edwin Justin? I was thinking that too. He knows this is happening. Like, iStream, just make, you don't even got to reboot it. Just make a Tremors sequel. Just go. Just make it. Like I said, I've made two Tremors movies already. We're actually filming more, or filming more stuff for it next week. My dad actually came over today and he was like, hey, do you want to film my part? And I was like, Pappy, we just got off work. We'll do this tomorrow. Like, it's okay, man. Just breathe. So my dad's like, yeah, let's film. And then we're going to do this boardroom scene for Tremors. It's going to be, I'm super duper excited, but just make your Tremors movies. We all know that on Ian's, oh my God, Ian's freaking animated Tremors, Tremors Dune thing. God, I love that. Freaking love that, man. So good. It's a Tremors just like Mama made it, you know? So just make it. So iStream 36, get your butt over to the YouTube channel because your comments need to live forever. Oh, didn't John have a good one, man? John's meds are kicking in. I hope you have a good life. It's okay, man. Like I said, I'm sick. I'm not sick with a brain tumor, thankfully. Although, as much as some people over on TikTok would like to think that I have a brain tumor, I'm just sick with a cough and lead dust. Honestly, it's lead dust. Alicia, have you not checked out Ian? Again, iStream. God, you got a good idea. New town, modern time, new twist. Two people in a town must overcome the monsters and their phobias. Yeah, bro. Yeah, iStream. Get over to the YouTube channel. I'm telling you, man, you got great ideas. We all need to see them. So anyway, Tremors Fest 2 is happening. I'm super duper excited for it. We should all be excited. Gonna be a great time. Tremors Fest is happening most likely in August. Most likely. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the Violet Crown Theater. Same place as it was last year. If you're watching this and you like Tremors, I hope you can be there. We had a limited run of about like 125, 150 tickets, because that's how many people you could fit into the theater. And I think that's the idea for this year, because it's literally the same place. So that's, you know, hopefully the same thing as last. Well, not the same. We're going to upgrade it. Upgrade. It's the sequel, baby. It's a whole thing. Click, click, boom. So get ready. Get ready for it. All right. Actually, before I go, I wanted to, like, because I met so many cool people at Tremors Fest last year, I just wanted to call them out. One of them was Derek Hillier and his whole family. That was so cool that we were staying in the same hotel and, like, walked out, ended up taking pictures with each other. I love that. Your kids were awesome. Bring your kids again, please and thank you. Forrest Olinger, who actually, we were also staying at the same hotel. Forrest and Dory Hubbard, wonderful people. Absolutely loved, like, talking to them. I still kind of kicked myself because, like, I went to go eat breakfast one morning and Forrest was down there and he's like, hey, you want to, like, sit and talk? And I was like, oh, no, I'm, like, I'm moving really fast. I wish I had the time. And, like, hey, Derek's family. And I was like, man, you know what? I really should have just sat down for 5 minutes and talked to Forrest about how awesome Tremors Fest was, because that was so cool. And then Hunter Lurvy, who's bringing his Graboid photos and his Graboid props that he made, super duper cool. That kid is so talented. If there's an art contest, Hunter will be a part of it. I'm excited for that. And then William over there watching the live stream, but not watching the live stream at work. A little cheater, you. You're gonna be, I think, glad to meet you, man. Glad that you've been in all these, and thanks for being around. Oh my god. Oh, Michael O'Haver. I actually just bought Michael O'Haver and Rob Dieterle are making a Tremors comic book, and I actually just bought the misprint issue and then the regular print issue of that, and I'm hoping to receive that soon. I'm really excited for that. But Michael, like, had a live stream set up. He actually gave one of the He had a copy of the It was a an art print that he had everybody sign, and that was actually what Rory McLaughlin won for her for the costume contest. So cool. Oh, thank iStream 36 over here liking the live. Like I said, you have a YouTube account, iStream. I know you do. Go over to the YouTube channel at the Tremor Saga and join us there. It bring your love and your comments there. That way they can live forever. And Victoria and Daniel, I love Daniel. Daniel, the TikTok graboid, and Victoria is mom. Man, she's great. I can't wait to see her again. And gosh, she's so cool. She's gonna make me a TikTok graboid shirt. I'm excited. And Damien Sawyer Hammond, who was so weird when I was leaving that day. Like, Damien was like, hey, would you take a picture with me? And I'm like, I mean, sure, but like, why? Like, yes, I would love to, but I have questions. And Damien was like, oh no, I listened to your show, and we actually listened to it on the way down. And I was like, oh my God, no, let me take the picture with you. You are my fan. Click, 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 click. And then there was actually another guy, Mike. Oh my God. Oh my God. I completely forgot that guy's name. Now that's going to bug me. Oh, shit. Damn it. It'll come back to me. But Damien and then Amy Sawyer Hammond, who is his mom. Amy actually is the one that got Zoran Gavojic and Megan Gorman their tickets. So thank you to Amy and Damien. Like, you wouldn't have had a Tremors Fest video on the Dead Meat channel without Amy and Damien. And no, I do not love the sound of my own voice. I'm just dealing with that. And no, I don't have a live chat on Facebook. I'm using all of my disposables right now. And I have a YouTube and a TikTok, and then an extra one over here as a backup camera in case something fails. But I do not have a live chat on Facebook, which is Michael. Michael's got the live chat on Facebook. And then Zach Willey. I need to figure out his last name. Zach Willey, who is actually, I would say, has the largest collection of Tremors memorabilia on the planet. And I was actually just talking to Zach today because I was trying. He's got a Tremors 3 script. That's an actual script that's different from the original one that I'd really love to just read and get a hold of. And I was like, can you do some scans? He's like, that would take me forever. I cannot do that. And I was like, that's fine. Can I take pictures of it at Tremors Fest? And he was like, okay, that's actually, yeah, hell yeah. So that's cool. And I actually asked him, hey, if you want to be on this show, I'd love to have you. Because it's just like John, where it's like, I'd love to talk about how and why you have the largest collection of Tremors stuff in the world. And he was actually like, yeah, no, I'd love to do it. He wants to do it at Tremors Fest. And I'm really not sure about that because it's so much that happens in those days. And it'd be like, I don't know if either of us will actually have the time to do that or the brain space. But who knows? Because I kind of want to do a podcast. I want to do a live stream from Tremors Fest. And Ian, have a good night, buddy. Tell the two little graboids you got in the house all the love to them. Thanks for being here, bro. Like, comment, and share this with everybody. Like, comment, and share. Like, comment, subscribe, and share. Press those buttons, baby. And thank you, everybody, for being here. But Zach, I'd just love to do a podcast from there. That would be so cool in general. That would just be a fun time, I think, for everybody. Honestly, I was thinking about it. I would love to do the podcast from inside the theater with the Tremors Fest, logo behind us would be really cool. And I want to do, and Alicia talking about, like, either just before or after the whole thing. I think that would be my, like, because we would show up on Thursday. I think I could get one done on Thursday and then on Monday do one too. But to do one during those 3 days would be just so much work. But I try. You guys know me. I put a lot of effort into this. I try. So here's hoping. Again, this is a year in review episode. So that's the whole point. And yes, William's messaging me stuff, right? So I had to stop. William's messaging me stuff. Some printed, oh my God. Yeah. William, you can send me anything. I will, I will 100% be a facilitator of stuff. I'm pretty good at that. Thank you for the... Oh, hey, Jason's here. Thanks, Jason. Jason had marshmallows with the boys. What's the topic tonight? Topic tonight is a Tremors year in review. It's been going pretty good. Actually, we were just talking about Tremors Fest, but now we're moving on from Tremors Fest. Just so everybody knows, I'll end it here. Tremors Fest is happening most likely in August of 2024 in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the Violet Crown Theater. Colton. Hey, Colton. Point the YouTube at him right now, or them, at them right now, Derek. Freaking A, man. I loved you. I loved all your questions. I can't wait for you to ask more questions this year. It was so funny. Like, I had actually had a whole thing set up where Michael and I were talking originally that, like, I was going to be the moderator for Tremors Fest. And I love how instead of a moderator for Tremors Fest, we just had the fans asking questions. That was so much better than a moderator because we got to hear your questions, bro. I freaking love that. That was awesome. So thank you, Colton. I think you asked Tremors in Space or Tremors 8. What's up with Bert? You asked the good, you know, because the thing is, Colton, is that adults, they can't lie when a kid asks them questions like that. And there's a lot of questions about Tremors that we all have that are really hard for us as adults to ask because people will look down on us. But you, buddy, you can ask all those questions all the live long day and nobody's going to stop you. So ask them away. Colton, if you could do me a big solid and ask, hey, Colton, why did Universal kick out Stampede Entertainment? Just ask that. Just do that one for us, man. Because I can't ask that one because I'm pretty sure I'll get kicked out because that's the, like, what did you do? If you want to see what I'm talking about, there is a Tremors Fest playlist on the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel. It's Tremors Fest 2023. It was a bunch of videos that I sent to them on a Google Drive and they uploaded onto here. And they put them all up into that freaking YouTube playlist. And Colton's in all those Q&As. There's so many Tremors Fest Q&As. And Colton's in all of them, baby. Woo! And, hey, iStream. I know you'd love... iStream says, I'd love to go to a Tremors Fest, but I'm far away. Got no wheels and not much of a crowd person. But it is fun to see who went looking at the videos. It is fun. Like, we can all live vicariously if we're afraid. I get it. I try to... Oh, so I'll answer. William just asked, hey, did anyone ask if the Ash Blaster dies after it lays the egg it is carrying, or do they just keep producing and dropping eggs? This is actually a question that you can go to the Stampede Entertainment Frequently Asked Questions site at stampedeentertainment.com. Stampede/entertainment.com. And you can go there where Steve S.S. Wilson is still answering questions to this day. And I do mean today, about Tremors. And one of them was, does an Ash Blaster die after dispensing its egg? And yes, William, it does. An Ash Blaster has one egg that it gets rid of, and then that's it. That's the point of the Shrieker. And now Colton's in the chat. That's the point of the Shrieker phase, being able to eat so much and then reproducing. Because the more it eats and reproduces, the more eggs that you get from the singular Ass Blaster. Without that many, then you don't have that. So that's that. If you want to find, and again, if you don't want to, you can go read this book or go to StampedeEntertainment.com and read all of Steve Wilson's answers to these questions. If 25% of my facts come from this and 25% of my facts come from the Stampede Entertainment thing, then 50% of my facts just come from cold, hard research of both of those and a whole lot more. We all know this. So you go check those things out if you want more answers. Or you can ask me. I'll give you the answers too. It's a whole thing, baby. But thank you. Thank you. Great question, William. But moving on from Tremors Fest, which is, again, Tremors Fest, second annual Tremors Fest, happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the Violet Crown Theater in August, most likely. And iStream says, when I was little and didn't know that, I would create more monster phases in the life cycle. LOL. I love that. That's adorable. Make it up. Because I always got it here. If you're a frequent visitor of the show, you know full well that I also have made my own life cycle of the creatures, which is a shrieking grab blaster. And no, I didn't make this as a child. I made this last year. Or 2 years ago. Which is a graboid, a shrieker, and an ass blaster combined. Put them all together. Make your own stuff. That's, again, that's where I say you don't need to reboot Tremors. It's a little much to do that. Just keep going. There's so many rules and everything set up there. Just keep going from everything that we got put out in there. It's a great universe. Play inside of the sandbox and you'll get so much done with it. That's where I disagree with Anthony LaFusi of the We Have Issues podcast, which counts as a mention. Who's just like, oh, I hate all the Tremors after Tremors 1. And I want to get rid of them all because they all suck. Which I also, I'm pretty sure Anthony's not here right now or he'd be yelling at me for this. Anthony, you said last year that you thought Tremors 2 was the way that a sequel needed to be done. And you said it. I saw the tweet because I went looking today and you said that. And then you started shitting on Tremors 2 last night. And that's what I mean when I say that I feel like you mock me sometimes. And Alicia says, not going to lie, I want to pull together a proper exterior next-gen script one day, just a case of getting it sorted out. I agree. You don't got to reboot it. You just keep going. So what else did I do this year? I made a whole episode of this show called Everything You Could Want to Know About Tremors in 60 Minutes or Less, which is hilarious because most episodes of this show are 3 fucking hours. And I was like, we're at 56 minutes right now on the YouTube. So just let that be known as what normally happens. It goes on. It goes on a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot. And I try to say what I need to and get done, but I get so distracted by you people. And because your comments are great. I love interacting with you. And I can tell that you guys love Tremors as much as I love Tremors. And there's this like aqueous equilibrium thing where we're all like feeding off of each other. Like this person on TikTok said, just Tremors 2 is actually my favorite part of the series. Guess what? Tremors 2 is my second favorite part of this, actually my third favorite part of the series after Tremors the series and after Tremors 4. And Tremors 1 is fucking fourth in my list, which is, that's wild. 3 to 4 hours of this show, not as wild as that ranking. It's the whole thing. I stream. I love you. Out of all the Universal sequels, the 7th is best because of familiar cast, the shock ending, and Gummer lore. Don't buy into that bullshit, I stream. No. Like, no. 5 is the better movie. And I will be like, this is my, like, hardcore opinion. Like, I'll read your comment in a second, Derek. But that shock ending, and there is no Gummer lore, that is all, like, that is the most sham of a movie. Like, that one looks the prettiest, but it is such a sham of a movie. I like 6 better than that, I like 5 better than that. But what they did with 7 is just a spit in the face to all of us. And if you're a fan of Tremors, that is, you should look at that as a warning sign for how they will treat you going forward. That is them wanting to make a buck because they know that everybody will buy Tremors Ultimate Collections and Tremors Complete Collections, and they'll buy it anyway, and it doesn't matter because everybody just wants a Tremors sequel. That counts as a Tremors sequel. Damn it. And actually, that also counts as I hate Universal. I'll say it again. I hate Universal. I hate Universal. Here we go. We have to make it like. I stream. I like the new Shriekers are better than the new Ass Blasters. I'll give you that. That was like the one, one out of 3 good things that movie did. The new Shriekers are much better than the new Ass Blasters. And they at least mixed up the design even better than the new Graboids. Derek over here said, oh crap, I forgot. By the way, everyone, I ran into Jamie Kennedy at FanX, and he says he missed seeing you, but had prior engagements and wished all of us Tremors fans much love. No, I knew he did. He had a comedy show that he was doing, and I think he was in Las Vegas, actually, right at that time last year. And he was going to try to make it, but obviously a paying gig over, I'm just going to go watch Tremors fans love me. I get it. I get it. not everybody runs a Talking Tremors podcast where they do all this for free. You know, it's a whole thing. And then Alicia says, Tremors 2 is probably my fave purely because that's what got me to start playing in the sandbox. But the original first is amazing, and the series is a lot of what I want to do in a next-gen movie script or even a series of scripts. I agree. Like, the first movie is perfection. The first movie is the whole thing that we're here. Like, we can't. I'm not going to deny it. That's a thing. But to have different favorites is always fine afterwards. Like, that's where, like, and you know what? I'll back off on hating Tremor 7 entirely. I hate Universal. Damn it. But, like, and that's your favorite movie? You know what? Great for you, man. I'm awesome. That's awesome. I have problems with it, so I'm not going to go any further. But I did a whole episode called the Everything You Need to Know About Tremors in 60 Minutes or Less, which if you want to watch an episode of this show, if you need to watch an episode of the show, and you never watch any other episode of this show, watch Everything You Need to Know About Tremors in 60 Minutes or Less. One of my favorite episodes that I've done because I fucking crammed it all in there. I managed to do it because it wasn't a live show. And it was really cool because doing that episode led the Splattercast podcast, Splattercast podcast guys to me, Dylan and Luke, who are phenomenal dudes who run a horror movie review channel. And they had actually done Tremors 2 last year and it was commenting on it and started a getting in touch thing. But then they watched the Everything You Could Want to Know About Tremors episode and they're like, hey, you want to be on the show? That was amazing. Like, that was so good. Like, tell us more about it. Like, ooh, I will. William asked, I know this is a dumb question, but Tremors Fest 2025 going to be a thing, 35-year anniversary blowout. Yes, yes, William, totally. That's what I thought we were going to do, but then that changed. And 35 anniversary, I'm pretty sure will actually happen at Lone Pine. That's my, like, pretty sure about it. But again, I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be one this year. So maybe I'm wrong. But I'm not. I know I'm right about that. I know how people work. And led me to the Splattercast pod, and they had me on the channel. We just talked about Tremors. I love being on other people's podcasts and, like, talking about Tremors. I know that seems really stupid, but I do. I don't care if I do it all the time out here anyway. Because I like teaching people. That's always my thing. Like, there's so much to learn about Tremors. It's not just one movie with Kevin Bacon and then, oh, Kevin Bacon didn't come back and, oh, Michael Gross is the only one around. No, there's a history and a lore and everything to this. And I don't just mean what you see on screen. There's so much happening behind the scenes that if you have any interest in making movies or TV or anything at all, any kind of entertainment at all, it's so fascinating. Like, iStream36 just said, if there's another Tremors movie, I'd like to see Stampede back in and bring back the original design. Fuck you, Alicia. Oh, I see what you did there. I will read it. I will read it after I read your first comment. And yeah, we bring back Stampede Entertainment. And Stampede Entertainment is going to be coming back in 2025 because there's the copyright clause that has been enacted that I fucking started. That one was me. Woo! That's my claim to fame, baby. Yeah, Stampede coming back. Oh, yeah. Like, it's a hush-hush thing. Like, legitimately, because it's all legal, lawyer, courts and documents and all that jazz or whatever. William, come into the YouTube chat. I can't stand you talking over here. Like, Dream Surprise, SS Wilson, and Brent Maddock get their rights back. It's happening. That's why iStream 36, you need to come over to the YouTube channel because that's where this is you gotta live it. You gotta live this podcast. The TikTok is just something that the Tremor Saga people allow me to use as a way of spreading word about the podcast. If you really, the lives over here are the explosive thing. And I'm gonna read Alicia's thing. Oh, government computer. Okay. Tremors 7 to me is a cast doing its best when Universal had not a single fuck to give, which I can take it, but it makes me sad a little. That's why I give a pass to Tremors 7, is I can tell that everybody in it you know, is trying to care. And when I talked to Don, when Don was talking at, and Derek can attest to this too, Derek and William can attest to this at Tremors Fest, Don was just like, man, you know, they gave me a smaller budget than the movie before, yet they're still like, these movies are making money, make more. It's like, but you're not giving me any budget. And he just had his hands tied behind his back, and they needed Jamie, but Jamie wasn't getting any money for it either, and he had to be like, I'm not, you're paying me less money than I made on Tremors 5, so why would I come back? And he had to walk, and they're just so tied behind their back, and I feel for him, and I'm not, I don't shit on any of the people that made that movie. I shit on Universal. That counts as one of those. I hate Universal. We should all do. We should all hate them. Nobody should. You should love Stampede Entertainment and hate Universal. Olives are so good. And you know, yes! iStream is here. Thank you, buddy. Now you're in the, yes! Got him. We got him. So I just got to say, iStream 36 over here, I just found them recently, about a couple months ago, because he literally came on to all of my Reddit posts about Tremors. Like, I was getting all of these messages, like just him commenting, and which was funny. You were telling me I was wrong about stuff, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Because I've actually been permabanned from Reddit for about 2 years now, because I literally talked about Tremors so much that the Universal accounts like got me shut down. Like there's a Universal shill in the R Movies subreddit that basically got my whole fucking account shut down, and so I haven't been able to be on Reddit in like a really long time, and it kills me because Reddit is one of the greatest ways of spreading the word about Tremors anywhere, because that's so iStream 36. If you like anything about Tremors, go to Reddit and fucking spam that shit everywhere, and it'll make people talk about it all the time. Just do it. Do. And Universal says fuck me all the time, Alicia. That's my, like, that's my life. And I'm kind of fine with that. I think I'm the only person to single-handedly try to fight a billion-dollar corporation on their own. And I think I deserve some props for that. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, baby. You know what? And just to, I'll read it now because fuck yeah, I'm awesome sometimes. Levi won't read this, I bet, but Levi spreading the word of Tremors is one of my highlights of last year. I said it. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but I said it because that's what Alicia feels, and I appreciate her, and it's awesome, and freaking A. And Levi said, get these hands, Universal. And I did. That's where, like, the thing about the copyright clause was me finding out everything that I did, and then iStream, just so you know, that whole, like, thing that I wrote, the stealing perfection, I sent that to a lawyer and was like, hey, can you help Stampede Entertainment out? And the lawyer was like, you know what? I can. And so, boom, yeah, they've been talking. That was, again, that's one of my proudest moments of anything, writing all of that and getting something done, because it's fucked up. So yeah, I got to be on the Splattercast show. Love that. Oh my god, I love you, iStream. Thank you for being here. That's a great comment. Got to be on the Splattercast show, and god, I love those guys. Shit, Dylan and Luke, I sent them the opening to my new Tremors movie, and they were both actually. They both commented like back to me separately, and they were like, that is like the most emotion I felt in a Tremors movie in like ever. That was amazing. I can't believe you did that. Like, that is so cool. Like, they were both floored by it. They were like, what the fuck did you do? Which, if you've watched the opening of Tremors Hunting Ground that I put out there, you know what I'm talking about. It's got some feels to it, and I really appreciated that. And then actually a couple days later, Dylan messaged me back and was like, oh my god, I didn't know that you were transgender, and I'd actually been like misgendering you this whole time, and I'm so sorry. And I was like, I really don't care. I appreciate you saying something and learning and being a better person. That's about all any of us can do. And I just thought it was so nice getting to be on their show and them doing that. We have this back and forth now. I need to get them on my show. There's a whole, like I said, there's a give and take here. It's an aqueous thing. And iStream36, I want to read his comment here. I learned about the canceled Aftershock series, 2003 series, 2018 series, the Australia Aftershock script, the Graboid lore, the Ass Blaster names, and Chemicals, collected all movies and shows. And the only other movie I was interested in, Tremors related, not Tremors and Slither, and They Crawl Beneath, the one with worms and a garage. And, look, iStream, if you like Tremors movies, you're going to love my Tremors movies. I'm just going to say that. Go check out Tremors Far Afield and then Tremors Hunting Ground, which is coming later this month. I was going to do it on the 19th, release it on the 19th. It might be the 20th. It might be the 26th. It might be the 31st. But it's coming this month. I'm working on it. It's going to be done. I'm super duper excited for it. And yeah, Tremors Hunting Ground is coming January sometime. Yeah. And yeah, Alicia said that opening scene comes for everyone's neck. I swear. I assume that's some kind of slang, and it does, man. I freaking came for people because I didn't like the fake emotion we got from Tremors 7, and it just pissed me off, and I wanted to have something that actually you felt like as a punch. I built up to something and it made it work. So if you want to see my first short, which is Tremors Far Afield, it's 20 minutes. It's just me trying to find a lost cow. It's awesome. Michael Gross loves it. Michael Gross, actually, I sent it to Michael Gross. That's how we became friends. He's like, oh my God, that reminds me of like running through the cornfields when I was a kid at my grandparents' house in Fort Madison, Iowa. And it's just like, oh my God, every time I read that message from him, I'm like, oh my God, I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you so much. It's going to be awesome. And so Jason wants to know the Tremors watch order timeline. So the Tremors watch order timeline is Tremors. I mean, you can switch out Tremors 4 and 1 if you want to. It's up to you. But I like to watch Tremors 4, Tremors 1, Tremors 2, Tremors 3, Tremors the series, and then Tremors on New Ground. Oh, you're like, what is this? What are you talking about? Tremors on New Ground, then Tremors 5, and then, yeah, and then Tremors 6, and then Perfection Nevada, which is the one by Dilly Dally, which is another Tremor short. It's really good. Then Tremors Shrieker Island, and then Tremors Far Afield, and Tremors Hunting Ground, which they're awesome. And I would actually, because I do a live reading of the Tremors pilot script on here, you can actually put the pilot script in between Tremors 6 and 7 too, like where Perfection Nevada is. And yeah, oh, those Gapachon toys are so cool, iStream. But that's the chronological order. So anyway, I talked about Splattercast and everything. I'm making a Tremors movie because I'm awesome. And just like, this is my Graboid, bro. Well, I got ears on him because we had a holiday episode. but this is my baby Graboid. Look at it. Look. So if you want a wonderful production quality baby Graboid, the first appearance of the Dirt Dragon since 2004's Tremors 4 The Legend Begins, and this thing is so cool. I love it. It's just a football and a 2-liter bottle. But this is my, like, one of my favorite, Shriekers are my favorite one. And I actually, I'm with Alicia where I might just do that GoFundMe to buy a Shrieker. And, I might spend $10,000 on a Shrieker just for one movie. So if you want to fund my Tremors habit, buy me a Shrieker. Buy me an $8,000 animatronic Shrieker. It's so cool. And so then another thing. So I actually went live on TikTok on Tremors Talk last year at this time. Like that, and I was doing, oh, I didn't Ask Me Anything, I think. Ask Levi Anything on TikTok Live, which was fun. And then I did one where I did convincing strangers to watch Tremors, which my friends were making fun of me on New Year's because I was telling them about that. Like, we were talking about TikTok and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, no, I did the Talking Tremors where, like, I was just trying to, like, because you can, like, invite people and go live with them or whatever. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, so, like, you just, like, click and people join you and stuff. And one, and they were making fun of me of this, for one was a Korean, I want to say it was, like, a Korean funeral or wake. And they were like, how do you know it was Korean? It's like, it just felt like they were Korean. They didn't feel like Chinese or Japanese or Taiwanese. It seemed like they were Korean. And they were fascinated by me talking about Tremors. But it was on TikTok. It was weird and fun. And I just needed to bring it up because they, like, were making fun of me on New Year's about it. It's like, guys, no. It's a thing. We actually, and then on New Year's, because they didn't believe me that it worked, we actually went live on TikTok with the Tremors Sagas, and I was like, hey, this is Talking Tremors, these are all my friends and stuff, and everybody was like, this is super duper weird, and I was like, yes, it is. It is very weird. We got a guy from Pakistan eventually that came on with a Snapchat-filtered cowboy hat. It was strange. I still don't 100% know how to feel about it. That guy did not know what was up with us either. It was weird. So I went live on TikTok for the first time. I have two sad things here. One is about my neighbor killing my cats, but we'll talk about that one later if I feel like it. And then another one. So this is when I developed a feud with Podcasting to Perfection, I didn't develop the feud with them. They just, like, didn't like me and came after me. Which I don't really, I would talk about it more, but it's stupid. So if you want to, I talk about it in the episode, I'm Reba McEntire of this shit. So if you want to hear that whole story, go watch that episode of Talking Tremors. I'm Reba McEntire of this shit. Because they came after me hard. Like, I was like, for me, it was like I just pulled away from them because I could tell they didn't like it, didn't like me, and then they just went after me hard. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I guess you can hate me. And yes, Alicia, that totally did happen. And actually, today is the 1 year anniversary of when we went to court to prove that my neighbor was killing my cats. And unfortunately, because we didn't have a photo, at least one piece of a photo of her on our property, it didn't go through. Although the judge very clearly knew that the woman was lying. Because she basically claimed she had never been on our property ever. She was our neighbor. She finally moved out, for like 10, 12 years. And she was like, no, I've never, I'll come back to this. I've never been over there because their farm is, they're actually not even their farm. They're gross, dirty, smelly people. And I'll come back to this because it was, it was really painful. Like, we'd had these cats for, like, since they were babies for over 10 years and didn't, you know, one of them she actually brought back and dumped on our lawn that was dead. And my nephews found it and that was a whole horrible ordeal. Okay, I'll come back to this. This is too early to do the sad things, but it was painful. That's all. I'm still wishing. We wish we could find the other cat. Wish we could find Gus. And yeah, the person on TikTok, I wouldn't have been able to keep my cool if that happened to my cats. Oh, it was hard. Oh, it was really fucking hard, man. Like, that was, and yeah. That is a good, we'll come back to that. It's a good story time for later after I talk more Tremor stuff. Because that woman was evil, vile, which are both different ways to spell my name. Levi, evil and vile. Just trade the letters around. Evil Levi lives in a vile veil. That you can make a whole sentence out of my name. Then no, Alicia. I okay. It's I got to keep going because it's this show is now has a new trademark now where I tell one super sad story every time, and that's going to be the one that I talk about later, which we'll get to. So anyway, I went to Tremors Fest. iStream just said, I actually finished watching the 2003 series in chronological order, then released. The hard part was looking for the list over internet a while back. iStream, just so you know, buy this book. Buy The Tremors Guide by Jonathan Melville. Fuck, man. I think... Jesus, Derek. Wow. I appreciate that. Derek asked, do you think when Stampede gets Tremors back, they'll give you a role in the next movie? You know, I would love to say yes. And, I mean, they should. I was just about to start talking about Zorin. That was, and I think Zorin... I would love to see Zorin get a role before I do. Not because he's any better, but because I love him more. And I, yeah, I hate myself more. So, obviously I would love to, but it doesn't work like that. For me, I would love a production role. Just to operate the tongues, or to be underground moving the tongues, to help Evo Cristante build the set, to anything like that, to pull the pin and make everything like the roof collapse, to spray dirt and anything like. And I've learned this doing my own Tremors movie, because like this is, you know, like we all know my wonderful, this is my graboid, and I've learned to love effects. And it's so cool. And like I said, I don't know, because the way that the SAG Actors Guild thing works, like I'd have to be like a card-carrying member to like get a speaking role. But you know, you can hide me in the set, and I could just, yeah, I would just love it so much, just to throw guts, take pictures, be like, Colton wants a role. I know Colton wants a role. I remember him saying that. That was like so cool, but I would happily take a behind the scenes role. I don't need to be on screen. I'm already doing that enough with my own Tremors movie, and you know what? I hate it so much that I want to kill myself in the end of the trilogy. And I am. I have it. I know what I'm gonna do to fucking kill my character. It's gonna be awesome. And if you think you cried with the first one, the second one, then you're gonna cry so much when you watch Eve Gross die. You're gonna be like, feelings. It's gonna be good. But yeah, I'd hope. Yeah, Worm Wrangler. Yeah, like I said, an on-screen role. We give that to Zorin. Me, I will gladly operate a puppet. That's my like. Yeah, cool, dude. I don't need to be the next Kevin Bacon. We'll make Zoran Gavoyjik the next Kevin Bacon. And you know what? That's technically talking about a sequel, Derek. So now I gotta eat an olive. I'm gonna eat two, because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Actually, oh no. Oh, it wasn't hunger. My throat was getting Clag City back there. Hold on. Don't worry. I'm not going to share. Oh, Justin, I was eating the olives. The one and only MSJ is here, and Justin, too. So, wow, we got a lot of people here tonight. Thanks, everybody. So let's talk about Zorin. Like, it was, okay, so I was at Tremors. I got to meet Zorin Gavoyjik for the first time ever this year. We've been talking so much, and I love that sweet, beautiful Bixby man. Just fucking love him so much. And Megan, you know, and Zorin's cool, but Megan's even cooler. Like, you think, and that's, it's like when you meet me and you're like, hey, Levi's cool, but then you meet Caitlin and you're like, you know what? Caitlin's even cooler. Like, oh, I see. They married up. It's a whole thing, baby. God, iStream, you got some great ideas here. I'll read them in a second. Like, Zorin, I just do. I will fangirl over Zorin all day long. I'm so glad Zorin got to be on this show. We got to gab about Graboids. Go check it out. Graboids and Gavoyjiks, an episode of Talking Tremors. it was just so fun. I can't believe he interviewed me for the Tremors Fest video for Dead Meat. It was really funny. I had like 3 people message me after that video dropped, and I didn't send it to them. I had no idea that they were watching it. One was Oliver Blue, and then another was Max Young, and then my brother-in-law, Ethan Lutt, all messaged me separately and were like, "What is Levi? Are you? What are you doing in a Dead Meat video?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, what's up? I was, wasn't I? Oh, there's a motorcycle outside. I was, wasn't I? That's so cool. Like, and it just that was just awesome. I looked at it from time to time. I rewatched that video, and like, my name is in between Sarah Botford's and Michael Gross, and Tremors 4 is my favorite movie, and my name is in between them on the list, and I'm just like, yeah, so cool, just awesome. That was so neato, cheeto, frito. And that's where, like, Zach was talking about doing the podcast at Tremors Fest this year. It's like, I just might do one there just to, like, grab people while Tremors Fest is happening and be like, hey, you want to be on the show? Let's be on the show. Let's do 15 minutes on the show. Bah, now you're on the Talking Tremors show. You were into Tremors. Tell me about the Tremors, people. That doesn't count as an impression, because that's just what I sound like when I do that. that was one of the coolest things to, like, come out of that. I hope they bring their little baby. I hope there's another little baby to go with Derek's babies, and there's another Gormanovic chick. I don't know how to double their last name. I just love it. And I'm going to read iStream36's comments. Jurassic Park, but Tremors monsters. Imagine graboids and their life cycle extinct, brought back by the DNA held captive, then break out. That's a good one for Gradient Earl's Monster World, baby. Boom. And then random idea, an outlaw finds a graboid and must outwit them. When Rambo meets Tremors, I call it Tremors First Blood. Ooh, what about this? Plot, the biggest graboid, 60 feet, has come after an earthquake that hit California hard. It terrorizes every small town. Tremors, -1 parody of Godzilla, -1. Write them down, iStream. Boom, boom, boom. Write them down and make them. Like I said, go watch my Tremors movies, and realize it doesn't take much. Just go fucking make them, man. Go make Tremors movies. It's not as hard as it seems. You can do it without anybody else. Actually, you need one person to hold the camera. Hell, you don't even need that. You can hold the camera. Make it happen. You can make an animated one. Edwin's making an animated one. Boom. Just do it. So got to meet Zorin. I got to meet Paik Allen. Paik Allen of the Run for Your Lives podcast. And God damn it, I love Paik so much. We've been talking beforehand, and actually I went early on Thursday and like just talked to Paik for like 2 hours, to the point where Caitlin was like calling and texting me from the hotel like, what the fuck are you doing? Did you just like leave me? What is going on? And I was like, oh my God, I got really distracted talking Tremors with Paik. I'm sorry. That's my bad. I'm not going to do that again. I freaking love Paik. If Paik's listening, he's fine with me telling this. I love Paik's story about he decided to drink an entire can of THC edible drink, like 100-milligram thing. He drank it all, and he does not remember the last day. Like, he kind of remembers Tremors 5, but 6 and 7 are not there for Paik. They just went right out the window. And I'm always like, dude, you're not supposed to drink the whole thing. What? You don't. What? It's 100 milligrams, bro. What? What are you doing? And that's where I don't drink, but I do love other things. And I'm just like, that's not a good idea. That is not a good idea, man. And yeah, Alicia, the poor Caitlin thing, I was like, oh my God, I'm really sorry, Caitlin. I got to talk to Tremors with a friend. I'm so fucking sorry. That was my bad. I fucked up. By the way, the next day, here's Paik. This is the person I was talking to. Yeah, Pink fucked up. Pink fucked up. But I love that guy so much. And it was actually Daphne Backman, because Pink Allen and Daphne Backman do the Run for Your Lives podcast. And Daphne really wants to be at Tremors Fest this year. And so she's been messaging me, trying to get the dates right and stuff. Because she, like, Pink and I had so much fun doing it that she was like, oh my God, I gotta go. Like, you guys are so ridiculous and having fun. Because I got to be on their show. And you guys had so much fun. I have so much FOMO now. Like, now I have to be there. So I'm hoping Daphne gets to be there. And I love Pake in general, A, for that. But then B, they do, at the end of every season, they review a Tremors movie. That's how we, like, met each other. And they did Tremors 7. And which, if you want, that's a great episode. Go listen to the Run for Your Lives Tremors 7 episode. Fantastic. And Pake was talking about whoever ends up, like, running Tremors after this, whether it's, you know, Steve Wilson or Ron Underwood or Don Michael Paul or Levi, I hope they can do something with it. It was like, oh my God, Pake, did you just put my name in with all those people? I love you so much. Thank you. So that's where I don't need a role. I just need to help. I would love to help them. And then the one and only MSJ asked, sorry if this has been asked, what did you think of the Arrow Tremors 2 release? I'm still waiting for it. I'm still waiting for it. I finally got it ordered. I'm still waiting to see it. Honestly, I know it's going to be fantastic. I don't even need to see it to know, because there's freaking commentary by Nancy Roberts got a commentary in along with Steve. So, like, I'm just that's my nerdy heart is content. Plus a commentary from Jonathan Melville. Bring it on. And all those extra special features and the deleted scenes. I'm excited for it. I know it's going to be awesome. And iStream, you just got great ideas. I'm going to read these again. Mixmaster hit El Blanco. The Perfection folks kicked out and Burt gone from Tremor 7. Valentine mourns his friend's loss of him. And Earl filling their shoes, saving the town from what Burt faced. Tremor's legacy. Write it, bro. Write it. Write it. Make it happen. I see it. You're just giving me ideas. And I'm going to take them. I'm going to take you, right? Not really. No. That's something I've learned. God damn it. I'm going to do this. That's something I've learned from Anthony LaFusi of the We Have Issues podcast, where he talks about James Gunn says, you know, if you have an idea for something, make it, because there's somebody out there already making it. And every time you're writing a script or an idea, you want to beat them to the punch. There's already somebody out there doing it, so just get out there and make it before they make it. Like, that's, so get writing. Get writing and send it to me, or just film it, iStream36. Which, what's your real name, so I can say it, if you feel like giving me your real name? Again, my name is Levi Dylan Burzloff-Lutt. This is the Talking Tremors podcast. The only podcast all about Tremors. That totally counts as an impression. Shit. So, Pake and Daphne, love them, guys. Check out the Run for Your Lives podcast. And then, oh, yeah. Well, I'll come back around. I met Don Michael Paul there. And I have shit on Don Michael Paul a bunch in this show. I have took Don Michael Paul and Tremors 5, 6, and 7 through the ringer, to the point where Daphne was saying, Juan, awesome, nice, Juan. To the point where Daphne was saying in the Tremor 7 episode where she's, I've listened to Levi, like, a bit too much when it comes to those movies, because all I can hear is Levi's rants about Tremor 7. And I'm like, you know what, Daphne? I had planned to re-record some of those episodes, and I will now because I feel bad. I'm sorry. Not just for you, but for Don Michael Paul. And I always love telling this story where I got to meet Don Michael Paul at Tremors Fest. Tremors Fest number one. And I should get this signed, actually, this year, too. I got to make sure to do that. And meeting Don, and he had been talking in the Q&A about there's so many people that, like, he used to be I will do episode do-overs. You'll love it. And by the way, the background, people on TikTok are asking, the background is all drawings and words and my friends and stuff and posters. I don't even really like the Beatles. I need to change this one back here. I don't like this one. Don was talking in the Q&A about he used to be on social media until people were so mean to him that like he just had to quit it. And this was before I was on, so he had no idea about me. This is I was not on any kind of social medias at this point. And I was just like, oh, man. And we were walking out, and I was telling Don, because I, and Derek will say this, where it's like, man, I know all my Tremors trivia. So I was correcting them when they were, like, saying, like, in their Q&As, like, oh, this such and such happened. I was like, well, actually, no, this such and such happened. And in a good way, too. Like, I wasn't just, like, saying, oh, no, you're wrong. There was a – they'd be like, I'm not sure about this. It's like, oh, well, it was this. I know this for sure. That's what happened. And Don was saying on the way out, he's like, wow, you seem to know a lot about Tremors. You seem to know your stuff. And I was like, yeah, Don, you know, I run a Talking Tremors podcast. And Don was like, oh, you do? And I was like, yeah, you know, and I really want to tell you something. And he beat me to the fucking punch on it. He's like, oh, are you one of the ones that was shitting on me? And it was like, oh, fuck. Yes, Don, I was. And I'm here to tell you that I was wrong, and I am sorry. And it was great. Don ended up giving me his phone number to be like, hey, if you want to tell me I suck, tell it to my face. And I didn't. And I've actually messaged Don repeatedly, and Don showed up to his own episode messaging me because his son Jet was in the TikTok. And it was just like, ah, okay. So now Don and I have developed a rapport, just like me and Steve and Michael Gross and fucking everybody. And you know what? As the episode title states, Don Michael Paul ain't half bad. And I have come to like him and know the man and love him. And I haven't fully changed my tune. I still have some lines in the sand about that. Don, and Derek actually said it. Derek knows what I was talking. Thank you, Derek. I'm glad someone was there. Don's attitude and Alicia, Don's attitude is pretty cool, to be honest. Just letting it all roll off and moving on. Which you can see in his interview with Zoran on the Tremors Fest thing, where it's like, I love what he said. He's like, can't you just pretend for me, man? Like, I know it's not snow. Can't you just pretend for me, man? Like, let's do this together. And it's like, oh, okay. And even the, what is Bert's famous line? Doing what I can with what I got. And Zoran's just like, fuck, that's true. You can see he's just like, son of a bitch. That's exactly right. I'm sorry. And then Derek said, just to corroborate, Derek said, totally, it was fun to watch. Like when the cast said, I can't remember exactly when. And then Levi was like, it was then. Yeah. It was. That was like, that's not even a lie. That was exactly what would happen. It's like, what? Levi, why don't you just do the Q&A? You clearly know what the fuck you're talking about. And that's where it was actually really hard for me. Like, I wanted to ask questions, but my questions are so stupid and nerdy that it's like, nobody's going to know the answer to this. Nobody's... Like, that one that I asked about Steve, like, hey, Steve, did they ever stop making fun of you because of the steam engine? And Steve was like, what the hell are you talking about? It was like, you know, in the commentary track for Tremors 4 where you talk about everybody was making fun of you because you, like, had the steam engine thing and you were, like, trying to use it as much as possible so they couldn't make fun of you. You know what? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm shutting up. Next question. Somebody else ask a question. I fucked up. Okay. Alicia says, Zoran's little ack, yay, you got me, is glorious because he seems to be doing it in a super fair, playful way. That's what I've learned about doing this show is that with anything, the give and take, and hey, I'm going to fuck up, you're going to fuck up, we're going to figure this out together, and we're going to keep moving on. That's the beauty of making a movie. It's almost like, it's like making a child and like figuring out how to like raise the baby. You're gonna fuck up. It's just the thing. And then iStream over here. Oh, and Alicia. Oh my God. Yeah, Ben, I do need an art of one of your arts to put in the back. I would put one of Ben's arts over the fucking Beatles over here. Ha! That would be great. I need to commission something from Ben. I wish I had that much money. That would be great. Oh, good idea, Alicia. And then Juan has a, I'm planning sometime this year a Subterranean Tremors crossover of Graboids and my 25-foot venomous dirt devils at some point. I like it. Make it happen. And then Tremors-related and inspired Subterranean is about two researchers discovering not just a threat, but secrets and must outwit giant carnivorous worms. It is safely trademarked by Wattpad. Oh, make it happen, bro. Like I said, well, it's not trademarked till you write it, till you make it happen. You gotta put it out there and do it. Damn it, that counts as an impression. That's where, you know what, this show, I could just be drunk on olives just doing impression. It'd be more, like, the Halloween episode where I did just impressions was one of my favorite episodes. William's here. Booyah. Oh my God. You know what? Ben, if you ever want to come on the show, I'd gladly talk about Val and Earl doing things together with you. Ooh, Alicia won't ever come on the show. And I'm always like, I've been trying to get Alicia on the show for like years now. Hell, ever since I first started this show, I've been trying to get you on here, Alicia. And like, yeah, where are you at? Don't be suggesting other people and volunteering them until you get on here, Miss. Oh, I don't have a microphone and I don't have a computer. And good night. Good night, Derek. Thank you for being here. Tell Colton we love him. Jazz hands. I love you. I love your whole family. I hope to see you again at Tremors Fest this year. And again, tell everybody about this show. Like, comment, subscribe, share. Put this out there. Tell everybody to watch the Talking Tremors podcast. The only podcast all about Tremors. So thanks, Derek, again. Love you and your kids. And you know what? Ben, I don't care if it's normal. I want to see your dirtiest, stankiest, bologna and beans freaking works, man. Just give it to me. I don't care. Like I said, if someone has found a really, really cringy piece of Tremors erotica for me to read, send it to me, because I will. I will read it. I will so read it on this episode. I do have that. That's actually on my list there, William. I'll talk about that later. Yes, to answer your question, William, yes, I'm still doing something. And yeah, Ben, please, if you ever want to come on the show, let me know, and I'd love to have you on. And Alicia, you don't have to be in America. There's this wonderful thing called Zoom. You can be here on Zoom. How about that? You can Zoom, right? You know how to Zoom. I can send you a Zoom link and you can be on the show. Make it happen. Yes, hearts. Love hearts. It's pronounced Shimmera. Shimmeras. This is Talking Tremors, TikTok people. Welcome to that. I don't care, Alicia. I'll get StreamYard. How about StreamYard? We'll make StreamYard happen. I don't care. I want you on the show. Okay. Don Michael Paul is awesome. I also got to give a presentation. I did a whole Making Tremors presentation. And this is actually, we're going to be filming at the same spot I did this next week to do the Tremors Hunting Ground boardroom scene, which is actually this spit down here. We were going to do it last year, but, like, nobody showed up. So I wasn't able. Well, actually, I had about a dozen people show up, but they didn't. I don't know what they were thinking. I told them they were going to do this, but they just weren't prepared for it. But we're going to be filming this boardroom scene that I have written down here. But I did. I did a whole Making Tremors presentation at the Maquoketa Art Experience, which is where I live, which is really fun and cool. Me and Caitlin did it. We talked about making our Tremors movie, Tremors Far Afield, the one that Michael Gross likes, and Steve Wilson, the one that Tremors approved. Even Don Michael Paul likes it. He likes a Tremors movie. And this was just so cool to actually, like, because I do the podcast and I do it out here with people, but to, like, talk to people that I know and I see every day and be like, oh, this is what I've been doing over here, is really interesting and fun, to the point where this paper is actually in the Tremors Hunting Ground sequel. This is the one that the character of Chase Maddock finds in old Ron Maddock's truck, because they had been at my Graboid presentation. And yeah, thank you for loving it, Alicia. Thank you for loving it. Anybody that's seen it, Tremors Hunting Ground, or Tremors Far Afield and Tremors Hunting Ground, because we don't need numbers anymore. That was cool. I appreciated doing that. That was awesome. And then, I'm doing chronological order here. Yeah, okay. And, you know, I'll talk about it, actually, to answer William's question. William asked, am I still working on Jareth Rock's Shrieker movie? Fuck yeah, I am. I really want to get mine done, finished first. And then I'm going to come in and work on the trailer for it, do all that jazz. I would love to... Hey, Jareth, you want to? We can go over to Santa Fe. Bring your shriekers, and let's do that. Although I think he wants to do some more in like February and March. So maybe I'll be like, someone will fly me down to fucking Texas to like do that. Juan, the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel is just something that I use, and I use their lives. I've been on YouTube. My other YouTube account, oh my god, that is like over 10 years old, I know for sure, because I did the Come On Down Harmontown movie on there, which is over 10 years old. I'm 33, Juan, so good luck with that. Nice try. I feel like I'm the only one in this room. I'm the oldest one in the room right now. Everybody tell me your ages right now. What's everybody's ages? And go. I'm 33. Go. Levi Dillenburg's off left. 33. Win. Slice. nice try. It's cool, William. You'll catch up. Shit. Alicia beat me. Fuck. Damn it. What? Oh my god, Producer Sean's here! I want to eat olives, Producer Sean! Out of olives! Oh my god! I'm going to eat olives with Producer Sean! Oh my god, I love you all! Really? Have you been lurking here the whole time? What? No, I think Producer Sean wins, Ben. And I think Producer Sean is not going to tell me. Ah! Yeah. Hey, don't tell Dina, Producer Sean. It's the toenail jar. It exists. There's little tiny toenails in here. It's a collection. Don't tell Dina. It's a thing that I used to do, still kind of do, when I'm incredibly stressed and I rip off my toenails. I didn't say it was a good thing, okay? I said that I do it, and I'm staring that demon in the face. I understand. Producer Sean's right. How do I walk around barefoot and then chew out my toenails? I have a conundrum, people. I never said that I wasn't. I'm well aware of that. And I just got to point out, I got socks from Caitlin. I really appreciated this.
Caitlin got all the women in her life socks, and that included me. And I really appreciated that. That was like the greatest Christmas gift of all, was being included in the girl wives for the socks. It's okay. Okay, yes, they are. They're clothed, but you know, like, we'll take this off. Look at those. Like, look at that. Does that look like a clean foot? That looks like a person that does a dirty foot. That's a life. I've been out getting a fire, and you know. Oh my god! I'm not a real producer. I just play one on YouTube. You are a podcast producer, Sean, just as a point of fact. But yeah, like, so that's like, look at the dirty feet. And look, I still got all my toenails, okay? And so I don't rip them off anymore, all right? What I do is I clip them down really, really low. That's my, like, yeah. This has been weird-ass shit with Levi. And the reason I have them, like, in socks is because, like, I'm sitting here and, you know, like, I can walk around barefoot because it keeps my feet are moving all the time. Like they're moving. So the blood flow happens to it. When I'm just sitting here, it's like my hands. That's why I had these gloves. I'm going to put them on just because these are so cool. My mother-in-law made me and Caitlin a pair. They're Tardis gloves. I got my podcast gloves and my podcast socks. You know, it's a thing. Because I'm sitting here. You know, things get chilly. I got the fire going downstairs, but I'm upstairs. So, you know, booyah. They make me feel cool. Is that an Alex Wright? Is it the smiley face one or this one? I think you're talking about, or is that right? Okay, so my right would be this side, which is a smiley face one. It's this one. Yeah, maybe. I always thought that was a, like, M.C. Escher one. Spencer's, all right? Spencer's, Barnes & Noble's. This was from, and then I got a Reservoir Dogs one down here that's from a record store. That's what I was thinking of. And then behind this, there's a Joker one over here, Cat in the Hat, M.C. Escher, and a whole bunch of, like, other ones. And, yeah. So, cool. this might make it hard to eat the olives. We'll see. But, yes. And now we all know, Ben won the age contest. Ben is the oldest person here. And this is the point. So, Ben is the oldest person here. And he's the one making Tremors, Val, and Earl porn. So, you know what? That means that Tremors, Val, and Earl porn is on the table and is great because the oldest person in the room does it. So that's you know what? That's, you're our elder. You're the elder of the tribe who's just like, yes, Val and Earl eat each other's bologna and beans. This is the way of the Tremors. Yes, people, I will tell you of the time. I have a knife. Producer Sean, but it's I can't, the fork, like, the fork doesn't, like, you can get, like, it's more of like a spoon, it scoops it, and I almost thought about getting a slotted spoon, but I feel like the knife's just got the, like, shit, and now my point is not working. God damn it. Oh, because I'm getting deep. Okay. now I've eaten so many of them that there's not enough pushback on the jar. Don't tell Dina. She'll hate me. And be freaky. Be freaky. Alicia's right. But thank you. I mentioned don't make it weird, so that's part of my drinking game, is impressions, singing a song, mentioning other podcasts, pilots and sequels, and then I hate and love. Those don't count. That was me describing them. So that's, yeah. And there's an extra special surprise later on for you, Producer Sean. I have it written down here. I did. Nobody tell him what I said earlier. So I got to interview Octavio Lopez San Juan, who's writing the new trip. That was a total, like, what the fuck are we talking about? That was a total, like, boop, 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 boop. I got to interview Octavio Lopez San Juan, who's writing the newest Tremors book, Cazador de Graboides, La Historia de la Saga Temblores, which is, yes, an all-Spanish book about Tremors from the perspective of Michael Gross. And what's even cooler is that Octavio and I have actually been helping Octavio write it. He's been... This is so... I think I said this last time. This is so interesting to me because he keeps, like, saying, like, hey, Levi, can I send you doubts? And I'm like, yes, what are doubts? But he means, like, his doubts about the book. And so that, but it's because he's Spanish. And we did an episode together, and it was awesome because I barely speak. I took 4 years of Spanish in high school, and I don't remember a fucking lick of it. And Octavio just kicked ass speaking English the whole time, and it was so much fun. And it just, can I send you my doubts? And I just think that's so interesting and cool as a language thing to, like, say. And so, yeah, I've been helping him, like, write the new book, man. Like, I'm excited. That's another personal high moment for me. And I do got to say this because people have been I bite my fingernails off. I can't bite my – oh, my God. Anytime my fingernail gets, like, down below a certain level, I get freaky. Yeah, I could rip my hotel nail off, but you take too much of my fingernail. And yeah, lip biter. Oh, man. You get those, like, little cracks in your lips and are just like and you just got to – I just fucking peel them. It's just – and this is where it's like I didn't mind being like, I have a toenail jar. We all do these weird-ass things. I rip out my hairs when I'm feeling really – like my leg hair just like and yes, Tremors as in the movie. Yes, TikTok person. But yeah, when they get too low, it's just too much for me. but yeah, it was so cool interviewing Octavio and helping him with the book. It's going to be coming out soon. He's been sending me, he's been taking pictures for the promos for the book. Hell, I hooked him up with a guy that got him a magazine. He actually sent me a magazine I've been looking for the longest time. It's so cool. I just love doing this thing with Tremors and people. And like, I love helping people out. And in the end, oh, look, that ends up helping me out. And then, oh, you helped me out, so now I get to help you out. And this, like back and forth, acquiescence, like, thing that's happening is so... It's not even about Tremors. I just think it's just the neatest thing that we as human beings can do. That's... It's awesome. I don't know. It's just awesome. Like, even right now, we're talking about our anxieties and the nails. And it's just like, this is... We're all sharing our fears and stuff that we're doing here. And on a, so then I got to be on somebody else's... Actually, I got invited to talk about Tremors 2 on the Double Threat podcast. And actually, they have a Patreon channel where they do a live watch of a movie. And they had picked Tremors 2 and the guy, Brett Boyham, asked me to come on and talk about Tremors, and he gave me one of the best compliments I've ever heard on anything, where it's like, actually, it wasn't even him, it was the people in his chat, and he just told me, he's like, so look, I gotta tell you, the people in the chat here, everybody's saying that you have the energy of Philip Seymour Hoffman in Twister, and I just, every time I think about that, I'm just like, yeah, right on, baby! We gotta fight the Tremors. Let's go. How well to the Tremor Zone. Okay, that was like three different things. It was like an impression. Good night, producer Sean. Love you, bro. Thank you for being here at all. It doesn't matter if you're here for a little bit. I like seeing people. I love it. I love people. Acquiescence-ness. By the way, everybody, go listen to the Don't Make It Weird podcast with Dinosaurs D as in D's Nuts and Daniel Quigley. It's Dank. It's not Dan Q. It is Dank. It is Dance. It is Dank. It is not Dan Q. And producer Sean. They're a writing podcast all about writers, for writers. And I'm almost on... Actually, I am on episode... No, I'm on episode 48. I've been listening to it for the last 3 weeks. fucking love those guys so much. Love them so much that I actually just decided to buy Dina's book, and then I bought Daniel's book yesterday. It was just like, I gotta have them. I don't know if I'm gonna read it. Actually, I will. I'll probably force myself to read it. But it's not even like forced because they're bad. It's just like, I just don't read in general. This was hard enough to read for me, to sit down and read, but I did it, because it was important. And now I really want to, I got to read those books. But yes, go listen to the Don't Make It Weird podcast. And We Have Issues, as Alicia said, because again, I'm going to have Anthony and Steven on next week from the... I got it. From the We Have Issues podcast. Go buy their comics, Play It Again, and Deathless. I'm getting Deathless issues due this week, I'm pretty sure. And they're awesome. They're just great podcasts, great people. Love them so much. Love having them around as friends. Although I'm pretty sure Anthony hates me. Steven loved me. At least I have the wild card love. and yeah, those are two great podcasts that I suggest everybody listen to. Please and thank you. And yeah, I'll give you more. Run for Your Lives. You gotta listen to Cult of Odd with my friend Christopher Dunham. Sons and Shadows, guys. God, it's so hard. I understand people not like. There's so many podcasts and so many things to do in our lives. I get it. This episode is now 2 hours long. So I'm working on publishing the English version. Actually, Octavia doesn't know where to get an English publisher, so I'm hoping to help him on that. I'm hoping John Melville will actually help me on that. This is the whole acquiescence, like we go back and forth and we help each other out thing. I'm excited. So here's hoping for the English version of Cazador de Graboides, La Historia de la Saga Temblores. I didn't do that too terribly. Oh my God, guys, I'm like actually... like doing this. I'm actually making it through this. Fuck yeah, baby. And on the Don't Make It Weird thing, so I just, this is a funny, so it's the It's Chimera shirt, all right? Because the Chimera thing, I was talking about this earlier. So there's, I was once made fun of while doing the show Godspell for saying the word homage instead of homage. And I'm not religious at all, and I was still cast in this show. And so is Caitlin. Caitlin hates God. she has a personal aversion to, that. And, we were cast in the show, and obviously there was other people who were very religious in the show. And there was a line that said, like, pay homage to something. And they're like, Levi, you're saying that wrong. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, I'm not. That's like how that word is said. And like, no, Levi, it's homage. And I'm like, no. Sleep well, Ben. Thank you for being here. Wendigo chick. Jesus Christ. I love that, Jason. Caitlin could probably fight God and win. I would fucking watch that. I would pay tickets to see that, baby. That would be awesome. Watch my wife fight God. Yeah, I'm into that. It's not even sexy. Like, that's just awesome. And we were in Godspell, and the more religious people were like, no, it's Levi, it's homage. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's homage. It's a French word. It's homage. And they're like, no, it's homage. And it turns out that you can actually pronounce it two separate ways. So there's the way that I was thinking of it, where it's like the French homage to a movie. I'm doing a homage to a movie, a parody, a pastiche, a satire to a movie. And then there's homage, which literally means to sacrifice to. I'm talking to the people on YouTube, TikTok person. Go to the Trevor Saga's YouTube channel, the Doi, and pay homage to means to sacrifice in the name of like a higher power or whatever. And it was funny because the director was actually like, oh, you know, actually Levi's like right. Like this is a case where both of these things are right. And you guys are being unnecessarily mean for like hating, like being like, no, Levi, you're wrong. You're stupid. Because you said homage wrong. It's like, no, you're wrong and stupid because you said homage wrong. So that's my solidarity points for Tina. That's where I had to... It's Shimara shirt. That was where that came from. I love Don't Make It Weird. Go check them out. I'm not going to eat an olive for that. I've already eaten enough olives for that. And then talking about Double Threat, and then I've already talked about We Have Issues ad nauseum. And again, Anthony and Steven are going to be on the show. I'm super duper excited. Because Anthony, I know he's just going to come for me, and I'm just going to be like, bro, I'm ready, and I love you, and you need to love yourself more, and get over it. And then I'm going to look at Stevie and be like, right, Stevie? And he's gonna be like, yeah, man, I try to tell him that all the time. Like, thank you, Steven. And then I also had a friend start a podcast this year called the Level Up Chronicles, which is a content creator podcast by Mitchell Richards, Schmoogly. We used to do shows together. He hasn't been doing episodes lately, but I just wanted to shout him out besides to say, like, yeah, Level Up Podcast. I listened to every episode. He had like 8 or 9 episodes, and it's just about trying to put things out of the world and actually create content and make it, and what you do for that. Like, and I find it interesting. That's my cool. Has nothing to do with Tremors at all. And again, Jason, I love Jason said, hey, sorry, went to check my Tremor stuff, got sidetracked and forgot to put my earbuds back in. I love that. Get sidetracked by Tremors, bro. Where did I get this hat? I got this hat on Etsy from a guy named Matt in Japan, who's a part of BTO Surplus. So if you want to find him, go find him there. I know John's not here. Send love to John and Rio. I'm going to say it again. Thank you, John Daniels. I hope that your brain surgery goes better. I hope your meds are doing fine. Love you, Rio, wherever you are. I know you're not listening to this show. I love your mom. Thank you for the pumpkins. I hope that you guys get better. I wish with all the love in my heart for you. Like I said, I don't pray, but I will tell other people too, I guess. If that's what you're into, please give those people all the love you can. And yet, Jareth Rock, I'm doing this. You guys didn't distract me this much. I've gotten better at this. I'm doing the Jareth Rock videos still. I'm excited for that. It's just so cool. But yeah, positive vibes all the way. Alicia's right. Like, I just love that. I just love helping people and everybody working together kind of a thing. Which will bring me to a point about not working together later on with a certain person who doesn't want to work with me. I've even sent that person a message today to be like, yo, Tremors Fest coming up. You want to bury the hatchet? Apparently just fucking going to ignore me. And I wanted to call out, so there's the Horrorific podcast, which is Colin and Chris have been doing a Tremors review episode for the last 2 months or whatever, that started because of me telling them, like, oh no, you're going to like the rest of these movies after they did the first one. And then they kept going because they were like, oh, we do like these movies. These are actually pretty awesome. I'm going to trade hats because I want to be Earl. I'd rather be Earl. I love Earl's hat more. I look like Wayne. I always feel like I'm Wayne in Wayne. Party on, dudes. I need to watch Wayne's World more so I get that impression right. Damn it, that was an impression. Shit. Horrorific podcast with Colin and Chris. I'm actually going to be on an episode in about 2 weeks' time. We're going to do a Tremors retrospective episode, looking back at all the movies. And oh my god, I was in the live stream when they did Tremor 7 on Tuesday, and I fucking love Colin because Colin's said he was from Belfast, so it's, fuck this movie, just fuck, this is crap, this is utter crap, I cannot believe what they're doing, why are they doing, like, you think you have a whole property here that you have to be able to know, this is shit. And he just kept saying, fuck this movie. And I'm not doing an accent well enough. I'm thinking, because there's Jonathan Melville. I've listened to a lot of Jonathan, and I think he talks a lot like this. It's a whole thing here. And I look, listen, this has nothing to do with me doing any kind of derivative accents. Oh my god. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna eat olives for this, so we're gonna get it right. There's a whole thing here where I really feel like it's not. I love Doctor Who, okay? It's one of my favourite shows, and I absolutely love it. So I have tried to do. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't know. I think. Wow. I'm much better at accents than that. Please don't. I'm much better at accents than that was. Do not judge me for that. That was really bad. God damn it. I think it's the cough syrup. I had a little bit of it just to make it through this show, and I think it fucked up my accent level. Because then we could do a wee bit of Tremors here. There's a Tremors guy here, because you got to come in, okay? And you have to know how, when you're fighting a Greyboid, and you're going up the hill and down the glen, and you fight him. And you fight him hard. Okay, I brought it back just a little bit there. And that technically counts as an impression. Nom. But Colin was so pissed about Tremor 7. And what's funny is that Colin actually figured out the money laundering thing that I've been talking about for the longest time without my input. Like, Colin fucking was like, I feel like there's a thing going on back here where there's just shoes in the dryer and they're just rotating around and the money's going in and the money's coming back out. And it feels like there's a lot going on here that I'm not seeing. There we go. That was better. That was better. Shit, that was an impression. Shit. But I love that Colin fucking figured that out. Without any input from me. And I can't wait to talk to him. And I told him that. I was like, man, no. Oh, dude. I have. Yes! Alicia listens to this show. Oh, my God. I love you so much. Universal could sell an empty box named Tremors. And they have fucking been bandying that phrase around since 1993. And they know it, and that's the whole goddamn thing. And I thank you, Leisha, for fucking remembering my biggest pet peeve about those farters. Because they do, and they know it. That's where I can't abide by anybody really saying, good job, Universal. That counts as, because I hate Universal, because I can tell. It's not people like Cher Stallings. It's not people like Don Michael Paul. It's not people like Tom Kensington. It's not, I was going to say Jackson Pollock. There's money people that have their hands in it, and they are freaking it up, man, and I can tell it. And again, if somebody who's just watching the movies for the first time ever sees that, then it's like, okay, look, I'm on to something here. You're seeing the same thing that I am. Because as I've said a million times before, so Tremors has never made any money, right? Then why the fuck are there 7 sequels and 2 TV shows? You don't decide to make anything like that if you're not making any money. So what are you lying about? It has to be one or the other there. Like you can't. Like it has to be one or the other there. Okay. But the Horrific Podcast, I'm going to be on. I'm super excited for, because those guys are great. And Chris has the, Chris's crazy theories. Chris has got some really fucking out there shit that I really love. One was that, like, so the reason that the Graboid, like, that Bert, when Bert got eaten by the Graboid, it infected him, and it's slowly been turning him into Grabertoid, or an Ass Blaster Bert. And I just fucking love it, because it's so out there, and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck yeah, man. It's like when Juan was coming in and giving ideas. It's like, you know what? That's fucking crazy. I love it. Make it happen. Yes! I don't care. Although, he had a couple in the beginning before he watched the rest of the movies
where Chris was like, oh, yeah, I think the reason they're evolving so fast is that they're eating, like, cars and the oil in it. And then that's what, like, made them evolve into something that has, like, combustible, like, butts and stuff. I was like, just keep watching. Keep watching the rest of the movie. I love it. Honestly, I love anybody interacting with the media. That's why Ben and Alicia, you're some of my favorite Tremors people for interacting with it and making something out of it. Even if it's something that nobody else had thought of or thought should exist in the first place, you're doing something. It's that acquiescence equilibrium thing that I'm talking about here, where it flows in and out and you're as much of a part of it as it's a part of you. That's where, no, I don't want to be on screen. I want Zorn to be on screen. I want to be behind the scenes operating things and helping out and, like, making the thing. I would be a producer. I would tell people. I would do, oh, my God. And can you imagine if they gave me charge of the actual marketing for Tremors? Fuck. If they gave me everybody's information and, like, connected me, I could bring all these worlds together. I'm friends with Don Michael Paul, and I'm friends with Steve Wilson, and I can take their hands together and be like, guys, we don't need to hate each other. We can love each other in the Tremors. We can give each other Tremors. That's what she said. Booyah. So yeah, I'm going to be on the Horrorific podcast. I love those guys. Go watch those episodes if you're into it. I mean, I'm enough of a marketing guru that I got you guys fucking watching this show. Booyah. You don't have any reason to watch this show besides me being like, no, trust me, Tremors is cool. Booyah. I do love this hair. It looks awesome. Thank you. Me and Stevie Wildcard need to have a hair off. Yeah, baby. Looks majestic. So that's awesome. And then I gotta thank Ken Sledge and Sledgehammer Horror. Okay, AC Gaming, go to the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel, and there's a live video. Someone on TikTok is trying to find the YouTube channel. Go to the Tremors Saga at YouTube.com. There's a live video called Olive Tremors. Do you love Tremors? Because my name is Levi, and I love olives. Do you live Tremors? Because if you know, like, what sentence you can make with the word olives. So, Levi. Booyah, baby. I'm just eating an olive just because it has nothing to do with anything. So, yes, TikTok people, go to the YouTube channel at the Tremor Saga. Like, subscribe, share, check out the live stream, Olive Tremors. Do you love Tremors? Do you live Tremors? But yeah, that's. Let me help you. Let me help you, Tremors. Let me help you. But Ken Sledge of Sledgehammer Horror. I got to be on his show talking about my first horror movie, which lo and behold is Tremors 2 Aftershocks. What a fucking surprise, right? And I really tried to find a movie that wasn't Tremors related for that show, but I couldn't. I watched Jaws later. I watched Jurassic Park later. Alicia. Oh, my God. So Sean Trell got bit by a spider the other day. Like, and Lacey was sending us videos and FaceTiming him. He got bit by a spider, and his finger got really fucked up. So, yeah, he's okay. And we actually had New Year's with them last year. This year, we had our friends down at Game On at the game room. And it was so fucking cute, Alicia. The boys, Sean Day, Sean Trell, and Samaje, all fell asleep underneath the pinball machines. Like, and we were playing the pinball machines. And I had made a little fort with a pallet, and I had the blankets set up on the pinball machines, and they all fell asleep underneath the pinball machines, and it was so cute. And I'm not even, like, exaggerating. It was so fucking cute. It was adorable, and I just love it. And they didn't make it to midnight, like, not even close, because they were just so happy, and they were
running around and jumping for joy. But we did go back the next day and do New Year stuff. We lit off sparklers and party poppers and had hats on and stuff. And we tried to show them how to play Rock Band, and they're 7, 8, and 9, and they were just like, this is weird. Why are you doing this? I don't understand this game. But I loved it. It was great. So the boys are great. The fam's doing pretty good. Like I said, me and my dad have been doing a lead job for about the last 4 or 5 fucking weeks. And that's where my voice is shit. And we failed lead clearance twice. We've never failed it twice before because this house was so dirty and old that I'm pretty sure that they use lead paint on the floor, so we're actually going to have to come back in with a poly to not make it leady, I guess. That's my it's just frustrating. Like I said, we have never failed twice before. We usually fail once, because with the lead thing, they do a test pass clearance to make sure that there's no more lead in the home, which is just taking little wipes everywhere on different areas and surfaces and then putting them into test tubes and sending them off. And usually, like I said, it's my job to clean, and I'm a clean machine, and we failed. And it was the floors, windows, you kind of fail more because the lead falls into the windows, but the floors are so hard because that stuff just stays in there and pulls up. So, yeah. Pappy and I are dealing with that. We got to go back on Monday, and we're both trying to figure out how to deal with that. Like, we'll get there. But then Pappy is going to be filming with me tomorrow. Pappy's going to be old Ron Matic, and he's going to get eaten by the Graboid tomorrow and then come on down for the boardroom filming scene. So I'm excited for that. As for my mom, I haven't heard anything from her since she left me outside at 2 a.m. on Christmas, wondering whether or not I'd see my mom on Christmas. Have a good night, Jason. Much love to you. So that, I hope, gets better. Who knows? We're all going to see the Harlem Globetrotters on Tuesday, January 9th. So I'm excited for that. Never seen the Harlem Globetrotters live. I've only seen them in the videos. But to see the Harlem Globetrotters, like, for realsies, I'm excited. Thank you. Because I actually had talk about my family as a thing on here. And New Year's and Game On, building Game On, have been awesome. So thank you. And then actually Terra Below, I just had to say, Terra Below with the boys was freaking hilarious. I'm glad you were here for that. That was, if you want to check it out, there is a Tremors board game, everybody, called Terra Below. Go buy this and get it, because it is so cool and awesome. And I played it with my nephews, and it was a fucking train wreck. It had nothing to do with the game. They're just insane. I'm going to talk about it, because I got to talk about it. Which leads me to my point about Glenn Matic. And I've talked about Glenn before, and how Glenn is really mean to, like, Tremors fans, like, in general. I've been noticing this more. And I was talking about Zach Willey earlier. Zach Willey's Glenn just became admin of the official Tremors Facebook group, and he put Zach Willey as a moderator. And then this other guy, Caleb Del Rio, is a moderator. And I'm actually kind of sad/concerned that the two people that Glenn decided to make moderators were the two people who have spent a bunch of money on Tremors. And I just worry that there's a whole, if I spend enough money on Tremors, then that means I'm a good enough fan kind of a thing. And those two are great guys too. That's where I feel bad for them, because I'm seeing what Glenn is doing in terms of, like, oh no, he's going after the money. I've said this before. And I just, I'm sus on it. But then, because this is where I love Zach, all right? Because Glenn, somebody was asking about a Tremors board game yesterday in the group. Not the Tremors Soccer group, which is the best Facebook group for Tremors, but the official Tremors franchise fans group. And somebody was asking about a board game in the group. And people were like, oh yeah, no, there's like this one right here. And Glenn, I've talked about this before, where Glenn is the one that led the charge on trying to sue these people. for making this game. Like, Glenn, like, went after the Renegade Studios hard for making this game. For, as he says, like, ripping off Tremors. Like, it's a complete Tremors ripoff. Which, it's, I wouldn't call it a ripoff. It is definitely, it's a parody. It's an homage to Tremors. And this is where I really appreciated Zach. Because Glenn came in just like, wow, ripped off Tremors. And Universal tried to sue him, but they walked away. And it was so mean. Just so unnecessarily aggressive for people trying to create something. And Zach came in and was like, you know, I think calling it a ripoff is actually, like, you're not doing the idea justice. Because Zach was at a convention and he talked about the Renegade Studio people were there. And Zach was talking about, you know, I heard them say that they tried to get the license from Universal to do a Tremors game. And Zach was even like, and we all know that Universal won't give out the license for anything. We all know this, and we hate them for it. And even kind of pointed at Glenn and being like, Glenn, like, you've talked about this before. You know that they don't do this. Like the Universal won't give out this license for some freaking reason. And the people at Renegade Studios actually tried to get the license from Universal. And they went like, no, we're not going to do it. So instead, they just decided to make it. Because somebody's got to. Like, why not? And if you're doing a loving homage to Tremors, it's like this Talking Tremors podcast. Some friends asked me to do it. But that's about it. And you know what? You just do it because you love Tremors. And you're trying to put it out there. And to go like, oh, no, that's a ripoff. Fucking screw them and die. Is totally missing the point of like, yeah, but who else is making this? We all want this, but it's not being made by any official channels. So why not just enjoy it and love it? And yes, the rules are complicated. Yes, there's a character called Taxi Driver Grady in it. Yes, there's like all of these things that are directly related to Tremors. But at least someone's making it. Like, it's much better than there not being a Tremors game. Like, and for Glenn to just go out of his way to, oh, and it wasn't just this. I've seen several of his comments over the years about this game and just fucking hating on it. And I'm just like, oh, just, dude, just let it exist and be. Even like my Tremors movies. Nobody asked me to make Tremors movies, but I love Tremors so much that, like, and I wanted a new movie, and I'm like, let's make a new Tremors movie, man. Glenn, are you going to come after me for, like, abusing the copyright that nobody's using? You can't call it abuse when nobody's using it. And I just, it makes me so sad that the official Tremors franchise fans page, like, A, blocked me and Caitlin. Glenn blocked me and Caitlin from there. But then, like, nobody's realizing that this guy might be not helping the brand of Tremors, really, in the end. Like, of just being bad. And you know what? And as the marketing guru for Tremors, I fucking know, man. I'm fucking aware of it. You don't think I do 3 hours of this show every week because I don't know what I'm talking about? Ugh. Oh my God. And there's my wife. I love you! Oh my God. I think she's listening on her headphones. Caitlin just said, you care so much, babe. I love your passion. See, Alicia? There's your Kate. There's your Kate to fall in love with. And it does. It makes me upset that the Tremors saga as a group gets put to the side while Glenn Matic goes around being like, this is the only Tremors real group. And, oh, and we've got the most people, which I fucking love because now there's over 9,000 people in the Tremors Saga group, and I'm just like, yes, baby. Like, because just 2 years ago, there was only 10,000 people in the official Tremors franchise fans. So if that's 2 years, and that's him slagging off and kind of being, imagine what I can do with all this. Oh my God, Alicia and Caitlin are so, I love you guys so much. Oh my God, I love that chat. You guys can just keep doing that so much. I love it. Can you imagine what I'll be able to do in 2 years' time with everything that I know and have done? Like, that, there will be 100,000 people in that the Tremors Saga group by the time I'm done, in a year's time. Because then on this point, too, there is a comment that Glenn made to this guy that I just, like, and it's where I know the 10,000 number from, where it was 2 years ago, there's a just Tremors group. Just Tremors is the name of the Facebook group. And this guy, Stephen Taylor Fry, was the admin in it. And he wrote this post about, like, oh, no, we're not gonna delete this group, and we're not going to be resorbed by another Tremors group just because, like, did the Town of Perfection walk away? No, they didn't. And, like, you're not going to make me, like, you're not going to, like, get rid of this group. And that was when there was only, like, as Glenn, because then Glenn said, oh, LOL, I guess, you know, I think that the 32 people in this group who only just, this is the first post you've made in, like, months, I think those 32 people would like to be a part of the 10,000 people Tremors franchise group, you know, and actually get something out of it. Like literally telling this guy, oh, no, see, you're stupid. And, like, maybe the fans that are here should go to a real page where they'll have more fun because there's more of us. And which, there's a level of, like, okay, I mean, yeah, you will. But telling somebody to, like, oh, no, you need to be absorbed because you're not good enough is like, get the fuck out, man. That's a terrible, terrible way to interact with your fans at all. And I don't know why I'm still holding this. And it just, it makes me so upset. And then, as I've said in this show before, like, Glenn banned Caitlin and I from the franchise fans group. And then at Tremors Fest was like, hey, we're friends, right? And I mean that. And fucking Zach can confirm this. Because Glenn came up to me at Tremors Fest in front of Zach. And was like, hey, Levi, buddy, buddy, right? And it's like, whoa, bro, I have seen the messages that you wrote about John Daniels, the moderator, and about me and my wife, and about you. And you're going to buddy-buddy me and pretend like none of that happened? Whew. And actually, Paik can back me up on this, because part of the two-hour talk that I had with Paik was being like, man, this Glenn Maddock guy, I got to see him. And I just, like, I kind of want to ignore him the way he ignores me. And Paik and I were like, he said it too. It's like, you know, but hey, let's, you know, maybe not. Let's try to be better. And it's like, yeah, I agree with you, Paik. I'm into that. It's kind of why I love Paik. Paik's such a positive person. And then, oh, hey, the next day, oh, there's Glenn. And Glenn immediately reaches for the handshake. It's like, you know what? Fuck it, man. Okay, we're at Tremors Fest. Let's be friends and fun. And he was so warm and polite and great to me and Caitlin that whole time, talking Caitlin up. And yeah, boom. And it was the last day and he walked out. He didn't even say goodbye to me, man. He just, like, ran past me. And I was like, what the fuck is this, bro? This is so upsetting and frustrating. And then that's where I messaged him. I messaged him today and was like, hey, man, ready to do another Tremors Fest? Happy to do it. Hey, I hope whatever beef that we have between us, I'd love to bury the hatchet. I'm not into this anymore. Like, let's just keep going forward. I get to see you and Brent there. I'll bring a gift for both of you guys. I'm looking forward to it. And he hasn't messaged me. He's ignored it. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not blocked by him. He just ignores it. I keep trying to friend request him and he ignores it. And I'm just like, dude, all of these things, plus what I've seen you do, I just don't trust you, man. I don't trust you. I didn't mean to go on such a rant there about that, but it's just like, dude, man, no. Like, what's going on there? Like, how can I be so tight and so close with everybody else, and yet you are after me? And it's like, I have suspicions. It's all, I didn't mean to go on about that. It just makes me sad is what it makes. Like, it does. It makes me genuinely sad because, like, it's what I was saying earlier about there's, I love the give and take, the acquiescence-ness of, like, we're all helping each other out here. And, like, and there's that blockage that happens. And you're like, whoa, dude, you're, now you've stopped any good things happening now. Like, now it's harder to do better things because there's a fork in the road and you're making people choose. And that's, no, man. I'd love for people to be in the official Tremors franchise fans group and the Tremors Saga group. You don't have to pick, man. If you want more memes and more ridiculousness, go to the Tremor Saga group. If you want more officialness, go to that official franchise fans group. I don't care. I just want to love Tremors, and I want everybody else to love Tremors. And the gatekeeping of it is just so dumb. So dumb. And yeah, I'm... Yeah, I did write it down, so this is actually... I wrote official versus saga, and then Glenn is a jerk. So this isn't just me ranting just because. I wrote it down, okay? wow. Well, I've actually done most of these guys. I only got three things left here. So on that point, so I had a dream this year, because I'm talking about everything I did this year. I had a dream this year, and I think I talked about it on the show, where I dreamed about Michael Gross coming up to me and telling me that they were going to release the seven Tremors movies with the TV show. And it was a dream. And I remember waking up and being like, that felt really real. And Michael told me in the dream, he's like, oh no, we did this because you won't, like, you keep being upset about it. You keep telling Universal, like, no, hey, if you want to, like, sell something, put the TV series with the movies and you'll sell like gangbusters. And the task, this is done so great now. And Michael told me that in the dream. And then, like, I think it was like a week. I mean, I'm not even fucking joking. It's like a week or two later, fucking the Tremors Ultimate Collection showed up. And like, I own your dream. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Ah, Anthony, you're here. I love you. It did. I wish I was joking. Anthony, it was just like that dream that I told you about where you made me do the pitch for Stakeout and I had to wear Stevie's facial hair and then you just kept fucking whisper yelling at me that I wasn't reading the script right and you formatted it terribly and you're just like, you're not fucking doing it right. You fucking stump it. God damn it. Stevie wouldn't do it. Stevie wouldn't do it like that. We fucking, God damn it. And I don't think it did sound, it was just, you were just so like, it was such a high pressure moment in the dream. It was such a high pressure moment for you. You were just like, Levi, everything's riding on this. Come on, you have to read, like, I wrote the words, you have to read them right. And like, I am! Why do you have so many colors in this script? You did! It was like pink and blue and fucking purple and I was like, why are the words in colors? It should just be black! This is insane! What is the font structure on this? What are you doing? And then I did the soliloquy rap, which, like, I tried my best to write that down as much as I could verbatim from what I remembered from it. It was very existential rap. Like, it was the vampire was, like, having this thing about, like, oh, they know that they're a vampire and the pain of being, like, immortal and stuff like that. But it was more, I could tell it was almost like Steven having, the me Steven inside of the dream was having this, like, oh, I'm tired of being stuck in the basement eating your Cheetos. Like, this, that. No, I want to be free. It's fun. Levi has really fun dreams, apparently. They're not. The Michael Gross one was good, but most of my dreams are not fun. And then that Anthony one, I was just like, I was so stressed inside of it. I was just like, oh my God, I can't get this right. And this is so important right now. I'm fucking it up. I'm so sorry. I will perform that rap if neither one of you does, because it was fucking stuck in there now. And now it's free. But it still bugs me. But yeah, I did. I dreamt about this beforehand. It was so fucking weird. And thank you, Alicia. I did. I also mentioned that I think that you hate me. Because I think that you hate me. Look, again, I didn't know that you didn't want suggestions because I would want suggestions. I take suggestions all the time. And I just thought that, like, there was an acquiescence, like, you let me believe that? Do you know how hard it was last night to watch you? Like, you got mad at me because I was like, I feel like you mercilessly mocked me, which I still think sometimes when you say stuff, like, you have a very sly way about you where it's just like, it feels like you're trying to make fun of me right now. And I'm I'll deal with that. But it was so hard to just, I was up all night, like, watching you live tweet that, and I was like, man, I really want to say something right now. I can't say anything, because Anthony thinks I hate him, and I don't want Anthony to think that, and I'm sorry, and I don't know what to do, but Anthony's asking these questions about Tremors too, and I want to answer them, but I can't. I am John Lovitz in The Wedding Singer.
He's losing his mind. And I'm reaping all the benefits.
But it did. It was, you have no idea how much self-control it took not to even go through and like those tweets until this morning. And, See, you say stuff like this, and it's just like, you know what you're doing, and good luck finding another Levi who can move and shake like this. I have to pee really bad. That's why I'm moving so much. I had to pee for the last 2 hours and 40 minutes, but I kept it in. But I'm gonna, okay, Anthony, you're here. So listen, I gotta say these. I was gonna tweet comment them to stop beating me. Okay, so one, why did the Mexican Nick Fury ask Earl? Okay, so look, you actually said it in the next tweet afterwards. So they were minor celebrities, okay? It's one of those things where okay, if there's a brand new monster, like, there's no, like, hey, what's up, Juan? If there's nobody that's ever dealt with them before, like, you call the most recent person who's dealt with them. And they already tried talking to Kevin Bacon, but Kevin Bacon wasn't into it, so they go to Earl. So, and then you asked later, so why didn't they just bring Bert in originally? That's because when they were doing all of the press and stuff for it, because of Bert's nature, Bert didn't go on talk shows. Bert didn't do any of the, like, they did the one Soldier of Fortune, like, magazine cover. And I think there's an, I think it's just Soldier of Fortune. Like, they did one magazine cover for something that's more Bert's brand, but they didn't go on the talk shows. They didn't do anything like that. Val and Earl got put out there. They were out there in the spotlight. They were known as the Graboid dudes, and that was their claim to fame. That was their celebrity. So when Graboid showed up again, and you got to think, it's just a company man. It's not a Mexican government guy. It's just a guy running a company who just, like, learns, like, oh, hey, there's a monster eating my employees. How do I find? And boom, there it is. This is all described in the original Tremors 2 script, which has way more ostrich talk. So much ostrich talk. There's talk about the meat. There's talk about farming them. Kevin Bacon is super duper into it. And just, so, yes, that was... That's why they didn't call Bert. Was Bert, and in the original script, Heather actually chastises Bert for, like, Bert's like, what? You don't, nobody knew who we are? And she's like, Bert, you're the one that didn't want to do anything. So, like, why the fuck would anybody know who you are? So there's that. And then your other thing where why aren't the Graboids eating more people in the surrounding areas? It's the same concept as Perfection. It's a little tiny area. Far away. I know. Florida person. It seems like Florida people don't understand that, like, some of us live in the middle of nowhere, all right? And there's fucking nothing around us. And there's just nothing in that area. And there's a whole bunch of Graboids because a whole bunch of ass blasters hundreds of years ago laid a whole bunch of eggs, and they're just all secluded in a little valley area. You gotta think of it like valleys. I think about it for my geological terrain for the movies that I'm making it. There's sinkholes. That's where they congregate, collide, and come together. And yes, Tremors 2 is the silliest Jaws. It's just silly Jaws sequels. They're all silly Jaws sequels. Fuck, that whole thing where they're pulling the truck, the Graboids pulling the truck, is, I actually have a video of it where it's basically the same scene as when Bruce the Shark is pulling the orca. Like, it's the same thing, same concept, same everything, except this one's on land, this one's on dirt. And that was my rant for you. Every Tremors is Jaws or Jurassic Park, and I love it. Actually, Anthony, every Jurassic Park is Tremors. Tremors came first. And Steven Spielberg and the Stampede Entertainment people are tight friends. And Steven actually realized he could make the Jurassic Park because of watching Tremors. Fuck yeah! And yes, Tremors is meant to be silly. And I do got to point this out, Anthony. You were like hating on Tremors too. And then I went back and looked on your timeline this morning. And last year, on March 21st, you were talking about Tremors 2 and how you think that Tremors 2 is the template for making a great sequel. So you changed your tune. You changed it. And I noticed. I saw it. Although I 100% agree that Tremors 1 is just basically a big homoerotic metaphor. Just the biggest. Just so much giant gay penis worms of a homoerotic metaphor. No, I and honestly, Anthony, I want you to know, I do love you. Like I did, I was like, damn. Boy's got a point about that. Honestly, what you were saying about, so I'm pretty sure not Kevin Bacon killed Kevin Bacon was just like, that's where I was. It was so hard last night, like after I pissed you off, that I was like, man, that's fucking funny. Like, this is actually Bucket Hat was what you call it. Bucket Hat. I'm pretty sure Bucket Hat killed Kevin Bacon. Bucket Hat is giving eyes to Earl. Is he going to kill him next? Just like, you know what? Maybe. That's funny. I fucking love that. I love people's fresh perspectives on Tremors, because I run a fucking Tremors podcast, and I don't need to hear the same opinions about Tremors regurgitated a million billion different times over again. It's great to hear new stuff, and yeah, I agree that Tremors 3 should have taken out the opener. Like, I agree with you on that. I didn't think about it till then, but I agree with you on that, where it's like, that would have made that movie so much cooler, because there's not a start point of like, oh yeah, he was just fighting shriekers, why wouldn't they believe him? Take that out, way more believable. Awesome. So, you know what? I'm going to say, Juan just made me think of it. I like Jurassic Park 2 more than 1 some days. Like, that's, I do. Man, I will cry at the Brachiosaur and the moving in herds bit. They do move in herds. They're moving in herds. They do move in herds. And I will cry every goddamn time. But I love Jurassic Park 2 so much, man. It's just a good ass movie. But yeah, Anthony, I hope you know that 95% of my comments are all made in jest. Unless I'm actually trying to be serious with you. And usually I preface it with, hey, I'm trying to be serious with you. So, I know you hate me. It's fine. I understand it. You invade my dreams like the Freddy Krueger of comics. Yeah, that'll inflate your ego. Juan's ideas. Okay, Juan's idea. Tremors First Blood. Taking the name. I don't like Dominion. Oh, Tremors 2 is best. Okay. No, Tremors 4 is the best sequel. I know Anthony's going to disagree with me on that, but that's fine. Because, yeah, Anthony Krueger with way less pedophilia. I love it. So that was cool. I had a lot of fun doing... I'm almost done. Guys, I got 3 things left here. And... come on. You can fire back at any time, Anthony. You know this. This is our acquiescence relationship here. You can shoot me down anytime, baby. You know it. We're both Armenians. You know. We stick Sharpies up our butts here. You know this, man. That's the thing. Which, by the way, I was telling people about your podcast on New Year's, and the thing that made them all perk up and be like, oh, really, I should listen to that, was when I was like, yeah, no, Anthony's actually like an old Harmontown person. Like, that's how I met him, like, was through Harmontown. And they were like, really? I was like, yeah, oh, yeah, no, no, no. That's why I fucking love his show so much, is I can tell there's a good Harmontown influence to it, which there's no Harmontown influence in this show. None. At all. No idea what you're talking about. but I just, cause like, I loved, and I want everybody to know this in this chat, during the Halloween and Christmas episode, you guys giving me, oh my God, Anthony, I'm gonna, okay, now, I don't know what to do with that comment, you beautiful, magnificent son of a bitch. I'll say it out loud in a minute. Oh, you fucker. You just know. I gotta drink some of my sickness juice because you. Thank you is my point for thinking that this is your new Harmontown. You, We Have Issues and Don't Make It Weird podcast is my new Harmontown. Like, I do mean that. Like, that's, like, Alicia, Harmontown is, like, one of my favorite podcasts of all time. I was outed as transgender in front of millions of people on that show, which is just a great personal thing to look back on and be like, wow, that fucking actually happened. Which wasn't until recently that I realized that that's actually what happened, and then I was like, oh, that explains a lot. It explains a lot. And yes, Anthony just kind of broke me now, and I have only three more things to talk about out of the 30 I have over here, and Anthony just made it difficult to go forward, because now I'm like, no, you shouldn't be sorry. You shouldn't be sorry. Damn, don't be. Damn it, man. God damn it, man. I do. Thank you. I do. I hope one day Dan listens to this and knows how much it meant. Fucking bastard. Damn it, Anthony. Oh! You boy can't think of anything else now. To answer your question, Juan, 2003 series. Instant bring back. Only one I would, out of those three, only one. But I wanted to thank, honestly, Anthony, you were a part of this, and so was Alicia. That Halloween episode where I did all the voices was just one of the best, most fun episodes I've done of this show ever. And it taught me that now we're going to do voices in all these fucking episodes now. Like, welcome to We Have Tremors, the only podcast all about having tremors. And we're going to take the tremors and the issues of our tremors, and we're going to stick a pipe bomb in their mouth, and we're going to blow it up while we eat MREs of our feelings inside of it. And I am your host, Levi Dylan Burslav Lutt, and these are my co-hosts, Anthony Wild, Alicia Wild. Alicia Wildcard. What's up, Alicia? I'm not going to lie, Anthony. I'm practicing because you're going to get that. That's going to be the intro for the episode when we do it together. Like, that's... Because, you know, we got to have, like, the... And all of our problems, all of our feelings, you know, we're just going to come here and week after week. And I just work with my friends to talk about the giant worms of our lives and everything that we can do as people to help these giant worms come to the surface. And we don't have to,
We don't have to fight them. We can ride them. We can go get saddles and just go out there and just and we grab them and we rub them in and we just boom. I'm sorry. Listen, man, I have listened to your show so fucking much, man. Like it's just it's in there. It's in the brain. Just like every time I hear, and I'm Dinosaurus, D like these nuts. Just every time. And it's Dan Q, not Dank. It is Dank. It is Dank. Dank writes. And I am producer Sean. And I'm going to be home, and I think I'm going to go eat some potatoes. That's some potatoes and sushi. That's what I'm going to be doing. but again, the Halloween episode, I love you guys being here and making me do voices. Anytime you guys have suggestions for voices to talk about Tremors, I love it. I'm into it. And then if you weren't here, my Christmas episode where I was just doing Christmas songs that you guys suggested was just the most fucking fun. And I need to really clip it out. But the 12 Days of Tremors that Justin gave me as an idea was the fucking best thing. That this show has ever produced. That's not true. This show has produced a lot of great things. But 12 Days of Tremors with a 50 cal BMG was just a cherry. And Juan over here, I feel like being here, I am announcing more Tremors moves. Tremors Sagas be making movies while I stream 36's Jazer, a real name Juan, gives more news of more story of new stories. Do it, man. I'm into it. I'm not perfect. I'm not right. I don't do everything exactly on each time. And I love working with people and finding people. That's where I'm sad. Edwin wasn't here because Edwin's usually my greatest, like, pushback artist. And that's why I'm glad Anthony showed up to be like, look, I do hate you, but you're also, like, my favorite thing. And I'm like, and then Alicia over here, who's just this constant cheerleader of support and awesomeness, and Ben with the Tremors porn, and Jason as a dad, and John as a moderator, and William as a, hey man, like, I love what you do for Tremors, and it just, I love y'all. That's the whole point of this episode, has been a retrospective on my year of learning about Tremors. And yeah, Edwin is a pushback artist. That's my best way of describing that fucker. he just knows exactly how to fucking get in there and say exactly the thing that I wasn't thinking, but then he says it and I'm like, you bastard. Like, he's the only, like, when he did that impression of me just through text that made me accidentally do an impression of myself, I was like, you bastard, you watch a lot of this show, I see what you did there, that was good, that was really good. I just farted. I hope you all heard it. If you heard me fart, F in chat. Write F in chat if you heard the farts. and yes, Alicia, you're my official cheerleader. Besides Caitlin, who just came in and was giving me all the cheerleading love. I appreciate it. But thank you guys for being there and teaching me how to do this show a little bit. Oh, damn. That smells, whew. Ugh, just not, you don't always love the smell of your own brand. It's not, Fat Bastard was wrong. Sometimes you're just like, damn, ugh, I farted during a podcast and now I have to sit here through it. See, we all do it. We all have a toenail jar somewhere. So that was awesome. And then, oh, this is so weird. Okay, and Anthony's here. And I'm going to put Anthony on the spot here. Ha-ha. The last thing that I had before my super duper last thing was that Bill Watterson this year was trying to make a Tremors movie. oh, my second movie, William, this month. I don't have an official date because I've been working so much, and once I finally get my last bits of filming done, I'll know for sure, but it's within the month. I know this seems weird, but I almost want to do the 31st. Like, I don't know why, but that number speaks to me. No, January 15th is way too... I know it's your birthday, man. But you know, how about this, Anthony? How about on January 15th, I'll release a second trailer. How about that?
Yeah. Oh my God. See it now. Juan's getting it. Anthony. Okay. So here's my thing. I will release another trailer on January 15th. Dude, bro. Hey. I have been fucking screaming at you for 6 months now to make a stakeout movie. And you were too sick last night to write it. And you, watched Tremors 2 instead. So, potato, avocado. That's my thoughts on that, Anthony. Pushka. I know you were. I could tell, honestly, that you were dying last night. Actually, it's funny because we were both dying. I had the worst sickness, coughiness. That's what this is for. I'll drink to your sickness, not to make you sick, but in solidarity. By the way, did you see my cool shirt, Anthony? It's Shimmera. Because I have a special shirt to wear for your episode. Yeah, potato avocado. Like tomato potato. Like avocado. Avocado Donatello. Avocado Donatello. I love what Juan said here. So we got a movie maker, a pushback artist, a writer, a cheerleader, someone in here. We could all make our own film and probably put it as a straight to DVD fan film. Just get a couple people and boom, a movie. Juan, I know that this is your first time in the chat. Welcome to the club, baby. That's the fucking plan here, man. I tell everybody to make a Tremors movie. Even Anthony. If Anthony wants to go, everything after Tremors 1 is off the table, and I'm scrapping it and rebooting it, and here's my Tremors movie. I'm like, you bet your sweet ass it is. Woohoo! Great movie, man. I'll be there. I'll buy that DVD on day one. And my form of the... William asked... Where's it at? Because it's right here. It's got to be here. Come on. I just had it. Oh, my God. I did have it. Where'd it go? Shrieking Grab Blaster, William. I know, 20,000 followers, Anthony. It's 20,000. And I'm just like, that's an arbitrary number. You just make it. Shrieking Grab Blaster, though. This is my Mixed Master creation. Booyah. I know. I follow you now. I follow you. Everybody, please make your own Tremors movie. Juan, if you want to get to it, that's why I say you're going to get to that fucking number, or you're just going to make a Tremors movie, or I'm going to fly your ass up here and you're going to be in my Tremors movie. You're going to like it. But anyway, Bill Watterson was making a Tremors reboot. No, actually, it wasn't a reboot. Bill was making a sequel. I would call it a legacy sequel. See, Alicia knows what's up. We're going to make that happen. But Bill was making another Tremors sequel. This was an official one through the Universal channels and stuff. But then it didn't happen. Although, I have messaged Bill and let Bill know there's a Tremors Fest. So, Bill's going to be at Tremors Fest. Bill Watterson is going to be at Tremors Fest. I'm excited. He was originally going to premiere his movie at Tremors Fest last year, but it didn't happen. But Bill's going to be at Tremors Fest this year. And even cooler, guess what Bill is getting for Christmas? Bill is getting a copy of one of the greatest comics of all time, played again by Anthony LaFusi and Stephen Wildcard. Stephen Todd. Why did I can never not do Wildcard. Bill gave me his address so I could send him the cardboard from Dave Made a Maze, which I actually ended up buying another copy of the DVD so I could, he's going to sign that, and then I'm also going to send this to you and then give this to Justin. But he sent me his address, and I was like, hey, Bill, I have this great friend who's like awesome at everything, and I do mean everything except for accepting compliments and the knee. And I was like, hey, can I send you this comic? I think you'll really like it. It's got a lot of theme. It's very Dave made a movie. Dave made a movie. Oh, my God, that would actually be good. Dave made a maze. No, I'm talking about both of you.
because Steven made it look beautiful, but you are beautiful, Anthony. This pain. You see, look at that blood drip out of this. The art. Look at the blood drip out of this art, baby. Bill is getting a copy of this. And I was going to send him Deathless and Deathless Issue 2, but somebody didn't have it on their website in time. Which is fine. I imagine he'll read this and be like, oh, wow, maybe I want some more of these guys. And, yeah, because, you know, right here at the back, it says, the creators. The creators of Play It Again. And you know what? One of my things is mentioning other people in podcasts. So I'm going to eat a bunch of olives now because that's part of the drinking game. So now I can talk about this. Okay. It's on here. I mentioned another podcast. And Bill's going to read this, Anthony. And he's going to fucking shit. He's going to shit. He's going to take that shit. He's going to put it in a compost bin. It's going to fertilize his garden. And it's going to grow up and make the most delicious potatoes. And then from those sweet potatoes, he's going to make a French fry that everybody can eat. And I still have olives left. I have a bunch of olives left. And he's going to love it, Anthony. Oh, damn. That's a good one. That's a good one, Juan. But yes, Anthony, Play It Again. I can't wait for Bill to read this. Honestly, I can't wait for my friends to read it because I sent it to, like, everybody. I imagine Stevie is just, like, sending out copies and just like, why are most of these going to Iowa? And it's like, well, Mr. the Wild Card, because somebody wanted to introduce their friends to the greatest comic book ever made. Suck it. Whoa, I don't know if that was the cough medicine or if my light just twitched. Uh-oh. Okay. That was it. But Bill Watterson was making another Tremors movie, is the point of that. And Bill and I are also, oh my God, I'm friends with all the people that make all the Tremors stuff. I don't know, man. My brain hurts saying this shit. Yeah, I'm a goddess of marketing, but I appreciate it. Nonetheless, Alicia. Also, I love Juan's idea here. A sterile shrieker and an ass blaster with 6 dirt dragons. A man must face them, surviving the desert in them. And yeah, Anthony, see, this is where Anthony doesn't need to make a Tremors movie. Anthony needs to make a Tremors comic. I'm just saying. Although I do know somebody that's working on a Tremors comic, and I did pre-order it, so it'll be here soon. Anthony still needs to make a Tremors comic. I'm just saying. That's my thoughts on that. Anthony, don't make a Tremors movie. Make a Tremors comic. And hey, oh my God, I was so excited when you said in your thing that you're going to try to make 2 music videos a year. I'm pumped for that because I love your music videos. I love your parodies. Yeah, cool. I do. I love every. I do. Flood the world with Tremors, to be honest. All right. Cool. Now, dude, I know your Tremors movie would be fun, man. Oh, you made Tremors parodies? What? Oh, my God, yeah. And yeah, do both. Do a Tremors comic and a Tremors movie. Remember, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't. Shit, my first one was 20 minutes. This one's about to be 60 minutes, I'm pretty sure. It might be, like, full length. But yeah, man, I don't care. There should be more Tremors parodies. There should, like, please, I'm begging everybody, just make it. That's where Alicia's beating you, Anthony, because Alicia puts out. That's what she said. Girl writes, man. She gets it out there. Fuck yeah. I love it. Give me some more of that sweet. I don't care. Just Tremors. Make the Tremors happen. But the thing is, yeah, get the melody and the music and the words. Yeah, man, I do Tremor songs every episode. The start of this show was me doing The Hanging Tree from The Hunger Games as a Tremor song. Are you
ready for podcasting. This is the Tremors that I will be singing. I hope you like this song all about Bert Gummer, because this is the Tremors podcasting. Just make it. I don't care. Cool. All right. We're getting late here, and I wanted to do something, and I wanted to do it. This is, since I didn't, I was going to do a cringy copulations, because again, I love Don't Make It Weird. I'm so thankful that I got hooked onto them because of your live read. I was already hooked onto them, like, jumping back and forth from your show to theirs. And God damn, do I love those three so much. They are so funny and good and wholesome. And Dean is my new special favorite. I'm sorry, Anthony. She's my new special favorite. All right? And that's what the olives are for. Boom. All right? Olives on a hot dog. And I wanted to do something. And I wanted to do this on air just to really, like, hammer it home. Okay. There is a number that you can call for the Don't Make It Weird podcast. 347-699-3473. That's 347-69-WEIRD to call the Don't Make It Weird podcast and leave him a voicemail. And Anthony, you've left some bangers, man. I really do love when I go through and I can instantly tell it to you. It's just like, oh, there's Anthony. Look at that. Or Stevie. I just heard Stevie drop one the other day, too. I love it. But I wanted to call them on air just to have a, like, look, I did this. And then there's a whole thing going on here where it's part of the show, too. This is the acquiescence-ness. All right. Hold on.
You've reached the Don't Make It Weird voicemail box. If you have a message for Daniel, Thesaurus, or producer Sean, leave it at the tone. We just might play it on the show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'm out here, Imperfection, just taming a couple horses, and
damn it, Earl, who the hell are you talking to?
Well, this is Don't Make It Weird podcast. It's who we've been listening to, you know, in the truck when I was eating the bologna and beans with the cilantro.
What? You mean them assholes? I don't know why you're doing that. You really think they're gonna play that message on there?
Damn it, Valentine, I don't care. I need to tell them my opinion on feet. You know, I had to massage Val's feet the other day. They were kind of yellow, but...
don't you tell them how yellow my feet are!
Boy, I'm going to come over there. I'm going to make you feel this. All right?
That's what she said!
Damn it, already. All right, so listen. Anyway, Sean, Daniel, Dina, Val and I, we've been listening to your show. Quite like it a lot, did I?
I don't know if I like it. You know, I tolerate you listening to it.
Damn it, Valentine. How many times I gotta tell you that when I'm calling somebody on the phone, you are not supposed to interrupt me.
I don't care. I'm gonna do my job.
Yeah, well, your job is being a dumbass. Oh, anyway, Daniel, Sean, Dina, I just want to let you know that, you three are the most beautiful people in all podcasting land, and, I know what you think.
Hey! Don't you dare compare them. You know I like Anthony and Steven. You know, they're a lot better. And I feel that they, you know, they have the accountability buddy section a hell of a lot longer than Don't Make It Weird.
Hey, it doesn't matter. This is an acquiescence relationship. And you're gonna allow them to do both, okay?
All right. Whatever. You finish your phone call.
So, yeah. We just wanted to tell you both, all the way from out here in perfection, good luck, and keep it on the show.
Oh my God! I don't know if that's gonna work. But don't tell them, Anthony. I'm waiting for them. We'll see if that actually, like, I don't know if I was supposed to press a button there or anything. Sean was in here earlier, and I was trying not to tell him I was going to do that. I did actually, that wasn't just like, I did improvise that, but that was definitely a bit of a, like, I knew it was going to be, Anthony was here for that. Yeah, yeah. It's funny because Dina has no idea what Tremors is. I'm pretty sure Dan and Sean might. Like I said, Sean showed up in here earlier, and I think he had life to keep doing, so he bounced out. But I was just like, I was like, okay, like, because Anthony, you always do your little,
hey, this is my little goblin voice, and I'm here to tell you that I want to eat all your toesies. All the toesy-wosies here in the Don't Make It Weird podcast land.
And I was like, oh, okay, I could do something good like that. And then, oh, cool. Sean, nice. Yes. Honestly, Sean says he's a movie watcher of the three, so I figured he's probably watched it. Dan seems like he might have, but I think he's more into Gungans than he is into Graboids. like, that's, oh my god, that's gonna be, I cannot wait for that. That's gonna be so good. And yes, Juan, if you send it, I'll totally do that. I'll definitely make a reaction video. I don't know how, but I will. but anyway, if you want to call the Don't Make It Weird podcast, reach out at 347-69-WEIRD. That's 347-699-3473. And that technically counts as a mention, so I'm going to eat an owl. That was worth it. That was so fucking worth it. Now I'm just thinking about, they're just going to get that and be like, what the fuck is this? I heard one the other day where Rance was doing, he did Kiss from a Rose, and Rance did fucking 80% of the song, and it was beautiful. I was like, oh my god, he's doing it. He's doing the whole fucking thing, man. I was like, thank you so much for this. It was majestical. Majestical. And fucking Rance is funny, man. Oh man, this is where, you know, I have one complaint about your podcast, Anthony, is that it's introduced me to so many other podcasts that I don't have the time for. And I'm just like, man, damn it, Levi, why weren't you listening to this show 3 years ago when it started, and then you wouldn't have this backlog of great podcasts to listen to. Oh yeah, His Ragged Company. Oh god, that looks good. I ordered Dina and Daniel's books, and I'm going to be getting them. I don't read. I can't. I don't have enough time to read. That's where podcasting, I'm so grateful for, to actually be able to, I listen to it at work is my one time to do stuff like that. And I just, but goddamn Rance. I fucking love Rance. Actually, it was funny. God, that Rance, the Rance and Uncle Bobbo one was just, that live show, just, I was in a closet working on a floor, I'm on the ground on a floor, and I had to stop several times listening to that episode, just sit there, like, lay there and laugh, like, in a, like, stuck underneath the floor in a closet, just like, this is like the best thing, man. That's where I love, like, Anthony, you and Steven gotta do more live shows. Like, it's so fun, like, you bounce, man. I know you can bounce. You're a good enough improver. That's fair. I've talked about We Have Issues enough that I can talk about Don't Make It Weird being awesome. Because I love them. I love them so much. And then William asked, do you know where the forum or the website that has continues the 2003 series? I had it once but can't remember it. Do you know where the forum, or there's a Tremors wiki. Like, there's a Tremors Wikipedia that has a lot of the ideas that happened for that. Like, there's the thing in the trees, Bigfoot and the Yeti, the killer toaster ovens, shit, the thing from outer space. No, that's the thing in the tree. There's one from outer space. Stampede Entertainment site is my best one to tell you that. Stampede / Stampede-entertainment com is my best one for you on that, William. And then Juan, I'm on all Tremors trying to come up with ideas for it, which made me create my Kaiju Bermuda story and Zombie Giant Carnivorous and Worm Undead franchise. I love it. Okay, cool. So, like, wow. No, but I don't know where you're going with that, Anthony. No, but we're nearing the end of this show. Look, guys, I actually did it. Wow, I did all the things on the list. And Anthony, you're going under here. Actually, you're going to get a whole page. You're going to get one of these pages, Anthony. You and Steven, you're going to get one of these. I hope you're ready for it.
I am.
A whole page. Oh, yeah, people get whole pages. When I interview people, you get whole pages. Because I just sit there and, A, I research your life. Which, thankfully, somebody decided to do 180 episodes of a podcast to give me more. And you can go full quiet, Anthony, all you want. Maybe I want more Steven Wildcard. Maybe we'll just, like, look at each other like, hey, I like your hair. Hey, I like your hair. Yeah. It's nice, isn't it? And we'll just, you know, stare at each other beautifully the whole time, and we'll just be like, yeah, you know, this guy over here, Anthony, I have to say this, you're always like, I'm balding, and I'm like, what, I don't see it, like, you're beautiful, you have a beautiful head of hair, stop that, and you can go full quiet, Anthony, all you want, because, you know, maybe you'll be sick, and then I'll get sick and sexy, Anthony, which is Anthony Banderas, Nice, Alicia's on 30. Yeah. Oh, nice. And Juan's sending parodies of a Graboid. Fuck yes, this is awesome. Look at this. Look at the boochka. Yeah, Anthony, I tell people to listen to your show and they usually listen to me, all right? Like, I don't make... Hell, Alicia can tell you this. I don't, like, make recommendations lightly for things. You know, I have a few select things that I love, and I tell people to watch them. That's... Come on. You know better than that. Yeah, she's on 30. You know, the only bad person here in this equation is me, because I didn't listen to your show 3 years ago when it started. And that's why I'm a monster. You know, that's what it is. That's my shame I carry. That is my cross to bear of, like, I should have listened to We Have Issues when it started. That's why I suck and I hate myself. And maybe that's why I project my hate onto you hating me, because I wouldn't blame you if you did hate me, Anthony. There, I said it. Actually, I think I've said that before, so that's not even, like, new. I have said that before. I'm just now repeating it. Like, yes, I know I hate myself, so I want you to hate me. Hate me. And I know you don't hate me, but, you know, okay, Anthony, you watched my Come On Down Harmontown video. The whole point was that I think that I'm not good enough, yet also, like, I somehow feel like I'm the only one that can do it, because nobody else is doing it. It's this horrible conundrum of my brain. And, you know, Anthony, you can keep saying it. I also tell you that you're amazing, but you don't hear it either. So there's a back and forth here, buddy. Yeah. Again, I know you don't hate me, but I wouldn't blame you if you did hate me. That's my point. Like, that's, you know... That's where, Anthony, no, you are good. You're doing all of this, and you're awesome. And I think no matter how many people tell you, you're never going to hear it, because you don't think you're awesome. Just like I don't. I can, like, yeah, we're both stubborn. Alicia's right. Like, that's just how it is. That's the creativity part of you. You'll never actually you will hear it, but it's just that thing that you got to fucking beat into people's brains, because they're so afraid of it. I get it. That's my, I get it. You know what? Someone on TikTok just said, love yourself. And I'm going to agree with this person. Love yourself. Yeah, awesome. Okay, I actually made it. Yes! Please share that, Juan. Oh, see, you know, look at Juan over here. Just not giving a fuck and just sharing everything. This guy gets it. And you know what? Alicia's right. We all do this. And it's only because of you people and this show that I actually start listening to it. And like, because I listen to people, it's just that thing about like, yeah, if they keep saying it, they mean it. And you just kind of got to eventually be like, all right, there's only so many times you can hear someone say it before you're like, it's got to be true. You can't hate yourself forever. That's just stupid. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Yeah. Okay, so this is, we're going to, in essence, Anthony, you're amazing and I love you. And if you did hate me, I wouldn't blame you. However, I need to stop hating myself first. And you do too. Because we are all deserving of love. Because none of us stormed the Capitol on January 6th. I just couldn't help myself. That felt like the most appropriate metaphor to make on that. Because it's today. unlike we have issues, I don't mind getting political. I'm not an ostrich. I am a shrieker. And you know what, Anthony? I've always thought that mousers, that shriekers are based on mousers from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've actually seen that comparison before, and I would actually argue that that might be, they might be based on that. Not like fully, but like one of those things where you see that design and you're like, hey, I guess that can work, and you transfer it. That's a thought. That's who knows if it's real. That could not be. God, every time you ha 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 ha, Anthony, it seems sarcastic. I know, and you do it so much that I know you mean it. It just is like ha 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 ha. And I just laugh too. So it's good. This is good. We're healing. We're connecting. You're just, I know it's not. That's what I mean. I know it. Because I hear you do that, like, on your show, too. You did exactly what I did. Yes, I got a whole 30 parody song list. Shit, man. Damn, Juan is killing it over here. Ask your question, TikTok person. I'm wrapping up here. All right, so I just want to thank people. We'll just go through it. Thank you to, Jesus Christ, lost my train of thought. Thank you. Oh my God, guys, look, I have a handy dandy thing of things here that I can thank. And you know what? I'm really glad that we didn't talk about my cat killing neighbor so much. We talked about it a little, and I don't like that's, I'll bring that story up later, but, yep, my neighbor totally killed my cats. And you know what's funny? Anthony's in the chat, and Anthony can tell you, Alicia, that that actually happened. Because Anthony and I are friends on Facebook. So I imagine Anthony saw that all go down last year. And was like, what is happening? Because she did. She totally killed my cats. So anyway, just to sign off here, there's a Tremors Fest 2 happening in Santa Fe, New Mexico this August at the Violet Crown Theater. I'm going to be there. All the great Tremors fans are going to be, well, I mean, you're all great Tremors fans. So if you're not there, that's cool too. Yeah. The cat thing. Now the cat thing's in my head. I hate that woman so much. There's not many people I hate. Like, I had a whole rant about Glenn being a shitty person. Even him I don't hate. My cat killing neighbor, I actively hate that person. Actively. So Tremors Fest, stay up to date. Go follow at the Tremor Saga on all the socials. Go join the Tremor Saga Facebook group. See, Anthony, I'm assuming you're terrible, absolutely terrible, was because you saw that happen. Like I said, I know we're Facebook friends, so I feel like you definitely saw that. And please, Anthony, go to Tremors Fest. Let's meet each other at Tremors Fest. Yeah. It's the 1-year anniversary of the court case, Anthony, where I took her to court over it. That's why I'm talking about it. because I never got a resolution. And it stinks to have a baby that you raised for 11 years, 12 years, be murdered because someone sucks. It's kind of like Tremors. Why did I just take that route? Why does my brain make those connections? Yes, Tremors Fest. Please, Anthony, be there. I need you there. I know it's a lot, but it's fine. And send everything, Juan. I want to read it all. Send it all. Anthony, dark and funny is my fucking brand, man. That is 100% dark and funny. You all love the opening to the new Tremors movie. It gets even funnier. Like, I know, right? You're like, wow, but that was dark. It's like, oh, it is. It is fucking pitch black. And then it gets really fucking hilarious. Just like, and then it gets dark again too. But then it goes back up. Woo! But yeah, my cat killing neighbor is much like what happened to Tremors. I need to talk about it. That's why I keep bringing it up. But I'm not. It's far too late. But I'll bring it up next episode. I'm not gonna, which is your episode. But I'm not. Trunk Shot is awesome, Alicia. It is the coolest. Although Caitlin got some great ones in there. A lot of down low shots. A lot of side shots. She got up in Justin's face for a couple of them. It's going to be awesome. Justin kicked ass too. And I got to thank Justin for last time being on here for 4 fucking hours. That guy just was never acted before like that, he said. And he just killed it. Knocked it out of the park. Like, bang on the money. But yeah. So that's stuff happening. My Tremors movie is coming out this month. Look for it again on all the Tremors Sagas social medias. Go check it out. The TikTok, the YouTube, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Facebooks. I don't fucking know. The Imgers. And yeah, Justin did 4 hours of pure genius. It was good. And it was Jay and Silent Bob. That was 100% what that episode was. So yeah, check again, Tremors Fest. And I gotta thank people like, thank you to Michael Gross for putting on Tremors Fest. Thank you to Steve Wilson and Brett Maddock and Ron Underwood and Nancy Roberts for creating Tremors in the first place. Thank you for Don Michael Paul for trying to keep it going with your hands tied behind your back. Thank you to all the actors and actresses and everybody behind the scenes that making it happen. Everybody that I'm going to be meeting at Tremors Fest and bringing to Tremors Fest and that I'm emailing about Tremors Fest. Thank you all so much for being there. Thank you to the Run For Your Lives podcast with Paik Allen and Daphne Backman, to the Double Threat podcast with Tom Sharpling and Jess. Oh my God. Why can't I fucking Jess something. And then Brett Boyum. Thank you guys for having me on. Thank you to Dylan and Luke of the Splattercast pod. Absolutely fabulous guys. I love them so much. Thank you to the Horrific podcast, Colin and Chris, for covering all the Tremors movies that you have. Can't wait to be on your retrospective. Thank you to Christopher Dunham of the Cult of Odd podcast for just being a great friend, for listening to the show, for being there, for promoting the show on your show. Thank you for, we're a part of the Cult of Odd network. Thank you to the Sledgehammer Horror podcast and Ken Sledge for having me on and being a part of his show. And he really wants to be in the next Tremors movie, to the point of him being like, I will come down from Michigan to be in your Tremors movie. Let me know. And Ken is fucking awesome. And my episode will be coming out here soon, Anthony. It's sometime this month, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He's a great guy. And he made a movie too. And we had a fun time talking about that and the whole, like, everything that happened production wise trying to make a movie. I'd love to see him finish that and do it right like he wants to. But he wants to be in the Tremors movie. So if I get Ken here before I get you, Anthony, I'm going to be like, what's going on? I need my peoples. Thank you to the Level Up Chronicles with Mitchell Richard and Schmoogly. Keep content creating. Keep putting that podcast out there and doing it. Thank you to John Daniels, the moderator. And everybody wish him all the luck and love as he's going through brain surgery right now. And thank you, Juan. Give John all that love. He really needs it so much right now. Thank you to Zoran Gavojcik and Octavio Lopez San Juan for just being a part of this show and creating things alongside here with me and making something better. I'm so glad to nerd out about Tremors with you guys. I'm good. I'm doing this. I got this. Thank you to Zach Wiley, just for being a cool guy. Thank you to Hunter and Will and Derek and Michael and Victoria and Forrest and Damien and Dory. Thank you guys for being a part of Tremors Fest, and thanks for making friends and becoming more Tremorsy fans with each other. It was great to be a part of it with you. Thank you. No, I'll go back. I'll go back to those two. Thank you. This is really stupid. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but thank you to the We Have Issues podcast, I think. Anthony LaFauci and Dr. Steven Zaviacott. Maybe those guys are cool and we should thank them. I don't know. I don't think they're around or anything, so it's not like they're going to care if I thank them or not. But, you know, thank you to those guys, I guess, and go up there and, you know, buy their comics and stuff. Maybe. I don't know. It could be a thing. It could not be a thing. Who knows? Maybe this is the greatest piece of pain I've ever experienced in my life. Buy the pain. Yeah. Buy it. Buy pain. But seriously, I love you, Anthony. I love you, Steven. Tell Steven I have DM'd him. I was trying to talk to him on Facebook DMs, but I know he's super busy. We both have construction jobs, so I understand what construction busy means. It's a thing. Thank you to Bill Watterson. I forgot to mention him, too, for reaching out to me, and now we're becoming friends, and gonna get Bill to Tremors Fest. Thanks for signing this. Thanks for taking Anthony's pain and reading it and being happy to read it and option it into a movie. Thank you. It's gonna happen. I said it. Thank you to Daniel, Sean, and Dina of the Don't Make It Weird podcast. I just love it. I'm eating olives. I'm eating olives and wearing It's a Chimera shirt because I love their show so much. Which, by the way, go to dmiwpodcast.com to buy all your Don't Make It Weird merch where you can get this cool shirt, buffalo glasses. I was going to say olive jars, but that's not a thing. Blankets with their faces on it. Wow. I love them so much. Like I said, they're just a great show, so funny. If you love We Have Issues, if you love this show, it's not Chimera. Daniel, I know. I bought this as solidarity. I bought this. I know it's not. It's Chimera. It's a thing. But I bought this because I wanted Dina to know that someone cares. You know? I just needed her to know that. But it's not Chimera. It is, but it's not. It's Chimera. I don't care if you put the E. There's no book. Oh, do you? Okay, did you? Oh my God, do you mean I am number four? Did you? Oh my God, Anthony, are you talking about the Chimera with the AE in I am number four that Dina? Oh my God. Yes. Are you? Okay, if you're fucking with me, please tell me you're fucking with me. But really, like, I need to know that because that's fucking hilarious. You missed my whole, I had a whole rant about people making fun of me for saying homage and instead of homage. And oh my God, you were trying to help Dina and it backfired. Yeah, that sounds about right. Whoops. It's fine. I get it. Like I said, people made fun of me because I used homage instead of homage because I'm not super religious. So that's fine. Whatever. We'll still call it Chimera when she's around. But it's not. We all know it's not. I said this. It's funny. The only reason I knew it was Chimera was because It's the chimera virus in Mission Impossible 2. I had read that word all the time as a kid because I'm a huge Greek and Roman mythology fan. All mythology fan. And oh my god, you actually sent me the fucking photo of it, didn't you, Anthony? Oh, that's going to be heartbreaking to read. Oh no. Oh no. Am I neurodivergent? Yeah, probably. I think that's probably about right. Probably. Oh god, Anthony. Yeah, no, I'll look at it in a minute when I'm done here. No, hold on. I'm going to look at it right now. Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's... Yeah, I read it. It's right. It's the traditional... Ouch. Yeah. But anyway, I loved Greek and Roman mythology as a kid. And would always read that word. And I called it... Chimera. See, that was funny. I didn't do Chimera. It was Chimera, because that's what it looks like. But then I watched Mission Impossible 2, and they call it the Chimera virus. And I was like, oh, that's how you say that then. Oops. I was but a humble farm child that did not know words. That's an impression. Shit. But anyway, love those guys. Again, if you would like to leave Don't Make a Weird Podcast a voicemail, go ahead. Go to 347-69-WEIRD. That's 347-699-3473. And leaving them a voicemail like I did. It's fun. That was a fun time, wasn't it, guys? So, it's all my list. Oh, my God. I actually did this. Guys, I did it. I did it. I don't often do it and applaud myself, but I did it. Pat on back. Yeah. And next time I'm totally reading a cringy compilation. I'm going to do it. It's going to be bad. Bad graboid erotica. And we're all going to enjoy that pain together. Okay. Yeah, cool. Wow. And I'll go, again, I got to thank Justin Edwards for being in my Tremors movie. And my friends are all going to show up for the boardroom scene. I got more people that are some of my friends, older people coming in filming the boardroom scene. I'm so excited. Like, I'm excited to finally finish this Tremors movie and put it out there. Not on January 15th, but soon. Sorry, Anthony. You're going to get a trailer. You're going to get a bigger trailer. That's all I can promise you on that. All right? I tried my best. Come do my job, and maybe I would have had more time. Wow, cool. Oh, my God. I just did it, guys. I'm just so proud of myself. Not often I say that, but I actually said it 3 times this episode. 3 times, guys. I'm getting better. What? Yeah. And thank you to Zach Wiley, too. I don't know if I said that, but thank you. I hope you come on the show. I hope I get to read the original Tremors 3 script. I'm excited for that. And yeah, boop, boop, boom. And send my love from everybody to Rio Renner, who's also dealing with a brain cancer tumor diagnosis. And she's this 12-year-old girl that I just... Okay, apparently I just gave out personal information on TikTok. Weird. But, yeah. Again, give it, I'm not a pray person. Send my hope and love and regards, and if you all could, to Rio Renner, because she's just such a lovely person, and I do... That's always my, like, how can there be a God when fucking children are getting cancer and they just, it makes my heart hurt, and I love her a lot, and I hope everything works out good with that. That's my, I'm fine, I'm okay. I'm not okay. That hurts. It just, in here, in my chimera. And I want to thank all of you guys for showing up into here. Thank you. to Juan. Thank you to Jason. Thank you to Charlie. Thank you to some guy named MSG. Thank you to John. John showed up for a little bit. Thank you to Ben. Thank you to producer Sean. Thank you to Anthony. And thank you to Alicia. I thank you guys all so much for being here week after week. I feel like this show is a Saturday show. And Alicia, that's why Alicia got the last one. I always, the last one is the most important to me. That's why Caitlin gets the last one too. Like, you know, thank you guys for showing up and being here week after week and dealing with this and thinking my show is awesome and supporting. And I just appreciate all of you. I can't say it any more than that. I wish Edwin was here. I know he'll be like, something must have happened. That's always my guess with that. So thank you guys. Thank you all for being here. I do. I thank you so much from the bottoms of my heart. Thank you to the folks at the Tremor Saga for allowing me to use their TikTok and their YouTube channel. This show wouldn't exist without the courteousness of their kindness and everything that they allow me to do around here and fuck around in their shit. And I appreciate it. I appreciate anybody supporting me at all, just like I appreciate you guys. So, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tremor Saga people. And then we hit here. So thank you to my mom, who, while she may have been painful recently, I still wish her the best. And I hope everything moves forward more. And I thank her every time I look at this microphone, because she's the one that sent me this microphone, because she thought I sounded like shit. And she was like, you need a better microphone. Although it's funny, because I still use the Bluebell ball microphone for my regular podcast audio. So I don't... It's great. I appreciate her. And thank you, my dad. Let's keep lead working it. Can't wait to film your old Ron Maddox scenes tomorrow. I love you for, again, always supporting me and being out there. Thank you to my sister. And moving forward, and redemption, and arcs, and beauty, and thank you for being my sister, and for introducing me to people as your sister. I it means more than you can understand. Thank you to Eli for deciding to marry my sister, because I fucking love you, bro. You are amazing. You are one of the best dad to my nephews that I could ever ask for. Thank you for being a wonderful fiance, boyfriend, husband to Lacey. Thank you. Thank you to Shonde, Chantrell, Samaje, Shamar, and Sahil. I love you guys with all my heart. Anytime you want to play Terror Below, let me know. Anytime you want to play Heroes Quest, let me know. Anytime you want to play N64, let me know. Anytime you want to fall asleep underneath a pinball machine, let me know. I love you guys so much. This whole Tremors journey is because of you five. Like, I never want you to watch Tremor 7 and think that Levi could have done something, because I did something. Something. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to the most important person in this house right now, which is my beautiful wife, Caitlin Marie Lutt Burzloff. She's probably fallen asleep underneath a weighted blanket that I get, which, by the way, folks, buy weighted blankets. I bought it as a Christmas present. It is the greatest fucking thing ever. I bought it for her, and then I've been using it. I actually fell asleep today because I was like, oh, where the blank? Holy shit. Oh, my God. An hour later, I woke up. I was like, whoa. Oh, my God. That blanket made me fall asleep. Whoa. Okay, then. But anyway, thank you, Caitlin. And thank you for Caitlin showing up and loving my passion. And I love you and Alicia talking to each other. Like, I just, you're sistering it out. And I love it so much. She's amazing. She's my world. She's my everything. And, she's my Tina Be Awesome, Anthony. That's where I love Steven. It's just like, look, Anthony, we're friends, but like, I relate to Steven more, man. Not even just I relate to Steven. We got the same jobs. We got the same wives. We got the same lives. We've had the same childhoods. Oh my God, Steven will say some shit and I tell Caitlin. She's like, oh my God, so somebody else goes through that too? It's like, I know, right? And Yeah, I love you, Caitlin. Wherever you're at, if you're listening or if you're not listening, thank you. And thank you to all my friends, too, that work through this as my show. They're all amazing. And yes, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to everybody that's listened to this podcast for the last 2 years. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Sorry your hockey team lost one. That sucks. okay. Does anybody have an impression or a song they want me to end on as a happy note? Otherwise I can do one myself. I have one saved for you and Anthony, for you and Steven, Anthony. That's my special secret. Bert, you want me to do Bert? I'll sign off with Bert. I'm okay with that. You know, that's why I keep these here. This is for all the audio people. See, I have so many favorite songs. TikTok person, someone on TikTok just said I should end on my favorite song. Ooh, okay, hold on. I'll do Bert doing my favorite song. Oh my god. Hold on. I know I can do this. I was looking around to see if I got a gun up here, but I don't. This isn't my favorite song. Well, it's one of my favorite songs from a kid, but I'm just going to do this. Well, you wake up every morning to that street girl's warning. Take the 12-11 to perfection. There's a streaker up above and ass blasters people shoving and a grabber's trying to look pretty. Well, if your truck's in the shed and you can't get to bed, you gotta get it out there every day. Cause the tremors are a-coming and they know you'll be running, cause it's time to be in perfection today. I've been taking care of graboids every day, taking care of graboids every way. I've been taking care of graboids, it's alright, taking care of graboids and working overtime workout. You could be an mortician if you like making sounds that are jello when you're out there in the sun. The mix master see you having fun, and the Tyler, he looks at you that way. Well, the Jody at the Changs and the Rosalita bangs. The Trichel and the Larry go all day. Well, the Nancy, she is hot, and the Val, he is not. Well, I got to tell you, Tremors fans every day, I've been taking care of graboids every day, taking care of graboids every way. I've been taking care of graboids, it's all right, taking care of graboids and working overtime. Work out! Taking care of graboids. Taking care of graboids. I've been taking care of graboids every day. Taking care of graboids. Everywhere I've been taking care of graboids. It's alright. Taking care of graboids. Every night I've been taking care of graboids. It's my business. Taking care of graboids. And no one gonna stop me. No, no. Not the government, not anyone, no. I'm the Bert, and I got my West Choo-choo-choo. Cause this is my song. I'm the Bert, come on, you can sing along. You've been taking care of graboids. Been taking care of graboids. We are taking care of graboids, yeah. Together we are tremors, yeah, yeah. Together we are tremors, it's a great thing, yo. Oh. Together we are tremors, every day. Together we are tremors, every way. I've been taking care of tremors.